United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
In a very wrong world. Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, America says no, but we're going to see what Congress says. I think they're going to say yes. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on WSOM AM 600. And the weather is like, it's a beautiful fall in summer day. In studio is Sticks and Larry. Sticks got married over the weekend. What a beautiful wedding. Want to congratulate Amy and Mitch. And it was a wonderful, wonderful ceremony, and I'll talk about a little bit about that a little bit later on. I'm going to jump into this really quick because we started on it before. Larry walked in the door harping on stuff already, so we might as well just jump into the fire. I don't know. You want to do light? Okay, light. Okay, everybody sing. La, 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 la. Okay, we're done.
She was right, Tracy. I've never seen anything like this.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this is a whole new world. And the difference between now and in the 30s for World War II, remember, you didn't have 24-hour news cycles. You didn't have YouTube. You didn't have the Internet. You didn't have this kind of access to information. And so we're watching this unfold, and there are things that are going on. I'd love to hear what's going on inside the hearings that they're not letting us hear.
You wouldn't be able to watch them. You'd be playing your poker on your iPhone.
Well, that's what you do. That you do.
You didn't see that clip, did you?
What clip?
Of McCain.
No. No.
It was embarrassing.
I was working. And I work for – y'all think I work when I'm sitting here talking? This is not the work.
You seen it, didn't you, Stick?
I didn't see the video, but I heard the audio. It was – just hearing the audio was embarrassing.
Y'all didn't – no. I'm still trying –
When you have a senior U.S. senator
– who was going almost president.
Yeah, there was almost president, and he says he gets bored with listening to his colleagues talk.
Well, now
in one of the most important hearings, probably in the last 20 years.
Now hold on, I get bored hearing them talk too. Now, but he's not supposed to say it out loud.
But the hearing was on whether to commit ourselves into a.
But he already made up his mind.
But isn't he paid to be there and listen to everything?
Yeah, but that's not the point.
It was embarrassing, Tracy. Then he talks about losing fake money, but he doesn't. It's the same way as he treats our money. Our money's fake to him.
No, you guys. No.
Money, money, money.
Listen. I gotta. See, y'all watching something else. President Obama said he didn't set a red line for Syria.
It was his words.
Yeah, that was his.
No,
words.
No, President Obama.
That was over. I know what he said. He's over
in Russia, and he said. He didn't set no red line. So,
I don't know. I see
regime,
you mess with him.
But also to other players on the ground, that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized.
What does that say?
It's a red line.
He said red line.
Chemical weapons.
And also, don't forget, Syria hasn't signed on to the anti-chemical weapons treaty.
Well, now listen, I was
so
watching
the worldwide community can tell, you know, I mean, it has no legal, if you want to call it that way, legal recourse against them because they didn't agree not to use them.
Well, now, but...
And how many times did Saddam Hussein use them on the Kurds?
Well, that's different.
And how many times did Saddam Hussein use them on the Iranians?
That's different. He was under our control at that time. And then when he came out from under control, then we took him down.
I think that's why I think that's what they're doing with Assad. I think Assad's another fall guy.
But the question is, what you're falling for?
Well, you said the petrodollars, and that's the only thing that makes sense to me. I mean, you got Cantor, Boehner, my favorite senator, Portman.
Yeah.
McCain and Lindsey Graham, all siding with Obama on this. This is not a Democrat Republican
nope.
type issue.
Nope.
When the public, I mean, all those guys I just mentioned all work for us.
Okay.
Right?
We are how many trillion in debt? Let's count.
17 and counting.
Okay. We are, our military is extremely weak. We have overspent our spun. We are, our infrastructure is challenged. And they want to come off of the dollar of trading, if I'm not mistaken. They called for it several years ago, and every now and then you hear a wolf ticket every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And now we set this line in the sand, and you think that they're not going to try to meet. Someone, I don't know who said it. I think it was, I want to say it was Alex yesterday. But Alex said that Osama bin Laden is winning from the grave.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Because remember, he was one to go after our economy. And if you look at 9/11, 2001, and you look at our economy then, when we were in, we had advanced, and look at our economy now, it is not the same picture.
Well, look at what he's done to us. We're no longer secure in our homes and papers. We can't get on an airplane without taking our shoes off. I mean, it's they've made air travel such a pain in the neck. I want nothing to do with it. We're allowing our own government to spy on us. We're giving up our personal freedoms daily in the name of security. He won. The next thing we're going to be doing is spying on our neighbors.
We're already doing that.
They're asking for that. He's asked for it. But here's the thing. If Congress is going to vote for this authorization, you would think the military would have some idea what the end game is,
well,
or what we're doing there. Yesterday, some of these hearings that I guess McCain was playing video poker on,
turn your mic, Larry.
No, turn it up.
Turn it up more.
Which one is it?
You're on three.
Is that better?
That's good.
That's better?
That's better.
All right. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, was asked by, I think it was Senator Corker, what are you seeking? What is it that you're seeking with this authorization? Dempsey's response was, I can't answer that, what we're seeking. So the guy that's in charge of whatever is going to go down in Syria has no idea what they're doing or why we would be doing it.
No, no.
That was his response.
Now, listen, Syria is calling.
I'm not making that up.
Now, wait a minute. Syria is calling us a lie. They're saying that we are lying on them completely. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Putin is warning America for 10-a-day business.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Where's the U.S. Fifth Fleet based?
I don't know. In my backyard.
Bahrain.
Bahrain?
What happened in Bahrain about 3 years ago, Larry?
I'm drawing a blank there.
They had a pretty significant.
You can't
uprising.
Be asking
they,
questions like that. It's on
had,
another subject. We
no. This is the same subject. This
yeah.
is
okay.
the same subject.
They put
us
out.
It was put down brutally. What would have happened if what would the United States have done if Russia would have started throwing cruise missiles at Bahrain? Russia has a naval installation in Syria. What happens if one of them cruise missiles makes a right turn and runs into one of them warships that are ported in that port? Because they're not all perfect. Believe me, I worked around these things in the Navy. They're like 95% perfect.
Okay,
what if one of them goes off course and drives itself right into the superstructure of a Russian destroyer? And they're so good that you know if we say it was an accident, the Russians are going to really believe that. We are getting ready to start World War III here.
Listen, we already know that. That's not.
But the American people don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't believe that.
That's why they don't want it. I mean, most of Americans don't want
most,
us to go
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is we don't have a choice in going.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Nancy Reagan was right. Just say no.
Okay, I tell you this. If you say no, you're still going to crumble. You will weaken. We in our arrogancy and in our bad policy put ourselves in a position that if we go, we lose, and if we stay home, we lose. It's like playing chess. It's like checkmate.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take losing without getting anybody killed.
No, they said there are no boots on the ground.
Yeah.
No, that's not what Kerry's saying.
That's not what Kerry's saying.
No, wait a minute.
Kerry said.
The military doesn't even know. I just
Kerry
the
said,
Joint Chiefs.
Kerry said he will not rule out boots on the ground if Syria falls into chaos.
How can he not rule out nothing? He don't even know how to get to the bathroom.
Well, that was the guy. He was just dining with Assad a couple years ago, right? He and his wife went out to dinner.
Well, no, Hillary says Assad is a reformer. in 2011. Nancy Pelosi went and met with this guy when George Bush was in office and said he was a wonderful guy.
He is a nice guy. Doesn't mean he won't kill you, but he's a nice guy. Ask what's his name over in North Korea, ask him, Dennis Rodman, when he went. He's a nice guy.
He's back over there today.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's kicking it.
There's just no rationale. We have nothing to gain in Syria.
We have nothing to gain in Syria, but we have a lot to lose because, remember, we have set ourselves up, and it's a bigger picture. See, the problem is there is a bigger picture than they're telling us. They have lied to us so long that they can't come out and tell the truth.
They're already saying that Assad is moving all his chemical weapons onto that Russian naval base.
They've been moving all along. Can you, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, where are they? They're in Syria. A440, your mic is on.
Yeah, I have a question. How come when we ask the government, we don't want Obamacare, we tell the government, we don't want to go into Syria. All these, we tell them what we want. They go ahead and they do opposite. That is crazy. I mean, they act like that we work for them. They don't work for us. They work for us.
Caller, you bring up a valid point. And that's what happened in midterms.
They're supposed to do our bidding. And I'm not just talking about Obama. I'm talking about every one of them congressmen and the rest of them. They work for us.
No. No.
Yeah.
They don't work
for
us.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
We pay them.
No, they don't think
No, we pay them, and they have dumbed us down so much that we don't even know their name. And so they do what they choose, and they work for themselves. And we've given them the power to do so, because the problem that we have right now is the foreign policy as well as with our domestic policy. They have screwed it up so royally that they can't come out and tell the American people the truth, because everyone would have either no hair or gray hair.
But the caller's got a point that they're supposed to work for us, and we did let them know in 2010 when the midterms there. That's where that gave rise. Obamacare gave rise to the Tea Party.
Can you say screwed up media?
No, it's a bot media.
Exactly.
Okay.
But propaganda. I'm saying, like, On Syria, both sides are our enemies. Let them kill each other. I don't care. Stay the hell out of their business. It's a civil war. Let them go at it. Let them kill each other. Why are we going to get involved?
Because that's not where we're going.
Iraq's the end game there.
We're not going because they were bombing people and using weapons of mass destruction and biochemical stuff. That's not. We don't care if they kill each other. That's not why we're going. That's the lie that we tell.
Well, that picture.
No, I'm just saying
they're showing all over the
let
news
kill each other.
Of all the dead bodies lined up. That's from Iraq.
But that's not
what's Kurds.
But are you listening?
Those are Kurds.
That's what I'm saying. They're not telling us the truth about why they're going.
I don't have any idea why they're going.
Well,
Syria means nothing. They have no oil.
That's not true.
Tracy hit on it earlier with the petrodollars. Because if they admit that our dollar is worth crap now, and then all these other countries are going to start trading in petrodollars instead of pegging it on the U.S. dollar.
Correct.
That not only undermines his international policy, but his domestic policy on top of it.
And we are too weak to do anything about it.
We can't stop it. I mean, there's nothing we can do to stop it.
Do what?
That's not true. If China,
we've got to show military strength to let them know that we are still in charge. Because if we go back with our tails between our legs, stay home, and try to take care of our own business, they're going to come and they're going to crush us. And if they come off if they come off trading oil on the American dollar, America is the new pooch.
Well, they've already done it.
How come we just
Russia
don't use our
China.
Own oil?
Because we are too ignorant in our own emotions and how we do things. And we have dumbed Americans down so much that they don't even want to take the gas out the ground that we have right now. And we want to talk about carbon footprints, but we want to have battery cars. We want to go and shut down our coal our coal production, but yet we want to have air conditioners because America is just ignorant.
Oh, it gets worse than that.
Yeah.
They don't
yep.
want to allow coal exports until we're sure how the people, where we're going to send the coal, is going to burn it. So we can't dig coal out of the ground here and send it to China until we tell China how they're going to use that coal.
So 440, this is what I'm saying. I mean, I agree we should stay out of it. I agree it's none of our business. I agree. But we need to understand they're being disingenuous with everyone about why they're doing what they're doing. They're not going because it's because they use weapons on their own people. Come on.
Oh,
heck, we
no,
got people using
not.
Guns in our schools and we're still crazy. We got.
Well,
I mean, think about this.
How does it matter which way you die? Dying is dying.
Listen to this. Now, I want you guys to hear me. Listen to how crazy America is right now. The man that had the girls up in Cleveland, Castro.
Yeah, they found him dead.
Yeah.
He hung himself, and people are upset because he had the opportunity to kill himself and didn't have a guard there watching him 24/7 and put him on suicide watch. Because we didn't want to we didn't want to kill him because it would cost too much in the appellate process. He took out the gray area, so now we don't have to feed him for the next 1,000 years, and now we're upset because he killed himself. Can you please explain that to me?
No.
I want to kill you, but I don't want you to kill yourself.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. No, I'm glad.
Think about that.
I'm glad he's done. Yeah, get the gun.
Think about that.
I handed him a gun.
I want to kill you. I want to shoot you with a lethal injection, but I don't want to do it because I don't want to put the girls through that kind of trouble. So I let you have a plea deal. I give you 1,000 years that you won't live up to. I want to feed you, take care of you, put you in good health, and put a guard on you to watch you for the next, you know, at $40 an hour, of taxpayer money. And then when you kill yourself, I want to open up a grand investigation of how I let you do that.
No.
And you think we got foreign policy straight?
I'd have left a loaded needle in his on his dinner table for him.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to die,
handle your business.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. As a matter of fact, we need to have like a little, you know, conversation out there.
Well, I'm going to get off. Thank you for having
Don't
me.
Don't leave. You're always welcome. Thank you. I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm confused. And so if anybody can unconfuse me about why we do what we do, and, you know, Sticks is over here talking about just say no, you can't just say no. It's like saying we don't want to be, no. Listen, we say just say no to drugs, and drugs is more prolific now than ever before. Help me out here. This is America.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can foot back to thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The bishop of the Youngstown Catholic Diocese says he'll move Cardinal Mooney High from its current location in Youngstown under two conditions. If the financial feasibility study shows there's enough support for a new school building, and if there's support for a scholarship fund for students in need. The diocese says the new location of Mooney would be in the southern tier of Mahoning County. GM retirees say the latest move by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation is an act of desperation. The PBGC is fighting an order from a federal magistrate which would require them to release thousands of documents, documents the salaried retirees hope will result in the restoration of their pensions. A judge ordered the documents to be turned over by September 30th, but PBGC requested that she reconsider her order. And today will be the first day of school for nearly 5,400 Valley students. The construction of two elementary schools in Austin Town delayed the start of schools in the district until after Labor Day. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. If you want to call us locally, you can. That number is 330-781-9600. And Six and Larry in studio with me want you to join us. I'm still talking about Syria. I think it is important, and I think it is something that Americans need to be more mindful of. I am very, very
I'm changing my portfolio.
I am a media person, and I believe in this one true statement. Who controls the media controls the mind. With that said, and I'm going to slow down because I know I'm racing in my speech, and so I'm going to slow down. We have been snowed as Americans, and we have been duped into the way that we vote and the way that we process our thinking politically. They tell us we're not supposed to talk about politics, religion, and race. And there are three things in America right now that are killing us. Our politics, our faith. You know, I have yet to hear anyone stop and say, you know, let us go and let us pray for our administration and the decision that Congress is going to make about Syria, to find out which way we should go. You don't have to believe what I believe, but I think we ought to take a moment and do that. I think it's a good thing. You don't hear that. In times of old, we've always taken a moment to ask whoever you wanted to be your creator, my creator. We've always taken a moment and said, hey, we need to, because this is bigger than us. This decision is going to be a turning point for America, and we need to make the right one, and right now we don't have a clue. And it's happened because, not because of President Obama, not because of the current Congress, not because of the current, you know, any of this. This has been yielding this way for several years. And they have lied to the American people and our overall mainstream media because of the lackadaisical, superficial propaganda focus that they've had in not telling the truth. We don't know what is going on because I promise you, we're not talking about Syria, and Syria is not important because they're using weapons on their own people and because of their own civil war. There is an underlying current here, and we're still not getting the whole picture here, and we need to start asking questions. Even our congressmen, And our senators don't have all the answers because it's on a need-to-know basis, and most of them, they feel as though they don't need to know. And we tell them they don't want us to go, but they say that you have to go. And the reason why I say that we have to go is because we can't let them punk us. America is not in the position to take a back seat. We can't afford it anymore. So Fix and Larry are in studio with me. The number, again, is 347-945-5229. Hey, I'm just telling, and I know we on a low power internet, you know, iHeart, all that kind of stuff, and I wish I could stand up and have the resources to cry loud so that people will begin to think. There's a reason why we're going, and I promise you, it is not because of a chemical weapon that they used on their own people. Local call, your mic is on.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Tracy, what I had to say, ma'am, is that if you study the Bible, like the Bible and Book of Daniel,
Steve,
and that'll tell you,
it's in Isaiah 17.
Well, ma'am, really, that's really being unfolded because the Bible predicts that this was going to happen.
I know.
In the Book of Daniel, it talks about the Iron Man.
Steve, I'm telling you, this is not Bible study.
Well, ma'am, you used to.
I know, but I don't do it on the station, so go to the next station. Right. So that's not here.
Okay, ma'am, okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, ma'am, you used to have ministers come on you.
I know, Steve, but that wasn't here.
Oh,
different day part.
Well,
hey, Alabama, your mic is on.
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, just chilling. Just outside and enjoying a beautiful day.
Is it beautiful down there?
Oh, it's lovely. It's picnic weather. Just get a blanket and get your little music and get you some fruit and chill at the park. Yeah, this is a good day.
And play video games with John McCain with fake money.
Look, McCain, I found out some stuff about him, man.
Alabama, I got to ask you, though. I thought Ohio high school football was crazy. I saw on I think it was ESPN, there was two high school coaches, and they got into it down there after an Alabama high school football game.
That's basic. That's typical. We got stuff y'all ain't even seen on it. They don't even show that. Don't make national news. It's just basic, typical. You know, parents getting in fights, coaches getting in fights. I mean, players, it's whatever. Band, the band
could
invite. All right, so who got the best band down here in the South?
We're over, I got to throw this in. We're over in, President Obama's over at the G20 summit in Russia, and Putin is waxing his hide, rebuking him all over the place. And I hate to say it this way, but he's punking him.
Mm.
Yep.
And when he punks, and we fail to realize that whether you like the president or not, when you punk the president, you punk the nation.
Could you imagine anybody trying to do that with, like, a Ronald Reagan?
No,
but this is what you get when he told, what was it, Medvedev, that was the president before Putin.
Yeah, I can be more flexible.
He said, let me get through this election and I can be a lot more flexible. Putin had already had, that was you talk about chess.
I mean,
that was checkmate right there.
Yeah, well you got to remember, I mean, Putin's a master. He's former KGB. I mean, he's.
But master what? You know, black man's supposed to be from the U.S. Black man's supposed to have some street sense.
Mm.
You're not supposed to listen.
But the thing is.
You're not supposed
the
to.
Thing is,
you
said this 100 times. Barack Obama isn't a black man.
He don't have that experience, right?
No.
I mean, he should have took Michelle.
But her food tastes like vomit.
Yeah, I heard that too. But still, I mean, seriously, you're not. Putin, he needs to set Putin whisper in his ear and say, listen, you know, you got to take him to the side.
He needs
you
to call South Carolina to be his advisor. Is what
you
he
can't
needs
go over there and punk Americans. I represent the greatest nation. You got to believe that.
But he doesn't
believe that.
He doesn't.
Do you know who I am?
He was caught reading a book. What is it? The Decline of America? Or
something
what it was?
Like that,
Managing the Decline of America?
Right.
Would you have ever seen any other president with that book, with a book of that title
in public?
In public?
No.
No.
Even if he was reading it to get some insight on the other side, you'd have never seen any other president with that book with that title in his hand.
And y'all feel where I'm coming from? I mean, seriously, Putin is like waxing us.
Oh, he's beating him up.
Oh yeah.
And you got John McCain over here playing video games, and you got, you know, they called Congress in to do a briefing, some of the Congress members to do a briefing over the weekend, and they had low level tier staffers come and do the briefing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get them a declaration to go and strike on war, and Kerry's talking about he can't take no boots on the ground.
He already said, well, if Syria falls into chaos, we're going to have to put boots on the ground. And we don't have any boots to put on the ground.
We got boots. They're just going to take our boots and put them over the
table. How many times do we have to know these people are all on the same team, Republican and Democrat? I mean, it's all the same. It was called neocons. They were tripping about us going in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Now we've destabilized 4 and 5 countries. They're literally killing black people. Any person with dark skin in Libya, is they cutting their heads off and killing them.
But they,
this is all over.
You know, Alabama.
You can't.
Alabama. They've been doing this for how long? Do you know how many black people are getting killed by their own people over in the country of Africa, the continent of Africa right now?
Sudan.
You know how long this has been going on?
Obama supported it. He supported the destabilization of Libya. They were behind Libya with Gaddafi when he went there. They're saying he must go. They said that. So now they're killing people.
And black people got plates of
Barack Obama's face sitting up on their walls with a plate and Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Jesus. I mean, It is what it is.
And we don't even know what Jesus looked like.
At least when Mubarak.
Well,
I should say they got a picture of
Michelangelo's brother-in-law. That's who that is.
But I'm just saying, we got issues, and we're talking about when you talk about another world war, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. We don't have the money to fund one this time.
The only ones that make sense right now is the military in Egypt. When they come in, they said, this is enough. They got Morsi out.
Yep.
They're out there cleansing all the Muslim Brotherhood out there. But you got to remember, the very first foreign country that our sitting president went to was Egypt.
Yeah.
When he had that big thing. And
I remember that.
They've embraced the Arab Spring. And the Arab Spring is what you're seeing over here.
Yeah.
That's why we have to go to the cruise missiles. The petrodollar is a great...
Jeff initiated that one because he brought that to the forefront.
Well, let me ask you all a question, though. Can you say that his foreign policy has been exemplary? Like, I had a college professor during the debate, foreign policy debate, and he stood up before the debate with all these young kids and said he has had an immaculate foreign policy over his first 4 years. That's what some professor actually told the student.
He taught at Harvard.
Yale.
No, this is a HBCU, black college.
He must have been eating some chalk or something.
and this was after Benghazi now. This was after Benghazi. And he said this. So, you're dealing with people that don't care. So
I want to know, how does Benghazi actually come into this? Because if you look at 9/11 last year, and that's the Arab Spring, you know, we tried to brush it under the rug. We cleaned it away. We tucked it about. Hillary went nuts.
It's
no big deal. We blamed it on a video. All that kind of stuff went on. You have Egypt and Mubarak, and then the overthrow again. You have Libya with Gaddafi, because you took the stabilization out. The stabilizers that were over there, you helped get out.
Yeah.
You did. Hello. So right now you wonder why it's not stable, but you took out. You can't be stable and take out the stabilizers. It just doesn't work. Even if you don't like the stabilizers. How does this puzzle put together? How is this working?
Well, you know, you've seen it. They finally admitted it. I seen it in the paper yesterday and on the internet. You know, the first wave of these Syrian freedom fighters that have been trained by us, the CIA, are starting to arrive on the battlefield now. You know what I mean? Where do you think they was trained, Tracy?
Tracy?
And where did they get their weapons?
People are not looking at this, especially those in Washington. Especially those in Washington. In approximately 7 days, we're going to have the anniversary of an event that
another
was
9/11?
Devastating to the United States. You go in there.
I was thinking the same thing.
You go in there and you start bombing, there is going to be 18 double hockey sticks to pay. If you do it, you better be ready to fight. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And you better be ready to fight the kind of fight that they're going to bring.
Well,
and
let me ask you guys this.
The commander-in-chief is not willing to fight that kind of fight. He's too much of a quote-unquote diplomat. But he's going to have to get dragnet, as we call it.
Also, though, if you look at it, the way they set it up, initially he was saying he don't need our support, Congress, he was just going to go. Then when the UN, when China and Russia started kind of getting up in his face a little bit, and then the UK voted it down, then he says he's going to go to Congress. I just was watching yesterday, I just changed it. Then they were saying Boehner's on board, Pelosi's on. And I'm sitting now like, you mean to tell me? I really thought, I was like, well, he go to Congress, there's no way he's going to get it. He's actually getting support. I can't believe it. I really can't believe
I'm telling you why he's getting the support. See, there's a conversation that's going on that's not being public. And the conversation is, if we don't go, we're going to be in major financial collapse.
If we do go, we're going to be in major financial collapse. It doesn't
matter. So $5 gas is going. We're already paying $3.60. Ain't nobody really saying nothing.
This is not about how much you paying for gas.
We are not going to stop Russia and China. We're not going to stop the BRIC nations.
This is not about the BRIC nations.
Brazil, Russia, India, and China from changing the world currency on us.
Listen,
it's not going to happen. There's nothing we can do to stop it.
We can't stop it, but we can slow it down. Because we don't want it to stop. We don't want it to happen on 9/11/2013.
We know how to stop it, but the powers that be won't allow it.
You can't
drill.
You can't drill because we set too many rules in motion in the United States to let you drill. You can't go outside and spit in the air and see which way it flies.
I want to hear a liberal explain to me why, with all this going on, why is it good not to drill?
Did you hear what I said? Because you got to drink the water.
You can't drill. You can't drill.
There was an
African. You can't mine. And what you got is a situation is this. In the next year, 97 coal-fired electrical generating plants will go offline due to EPA regulations. Okay? What do you think is going to happen to the electric bill? There's not the natural gas is there, but you're going to have to retrofit all those other plants.
What's going to be changing and believing? Changing and believing is going to happen.
Hold on, Alabama.
Have rolling brownouts and blackouts.
South Carolina, you cannot retrofit those plants, those coal plants, to burn gas. You got to build brand new ones.
Let me also put this into the equation, and I just want you guys and follow me on my conspiracy theory, and then I'm going to bring Larry in for a minute. I want you guys to understand something. You remember when we were going to this great concept of digital TVs?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you used to have a television that lasted 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And you could watch it always, and it never, like, messed up when it was talking. It was just a straight, nice, clean feed. It wasn't the best photo in the world, best picture in the world. But, you know, it never had any kind
stop
of
– start.
Yeah. Have you noticed that you have DirecTV, Time Warner, Armstrong, when you're watching something or when you're going to change this channel or when you're going to do something, it never has a clean feed anymore?
Well, I mean, we used the antenna in the camper. I'd rather watch
fix. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about right now inside of our homes when we all had to go to digital televisions. It was going to be so much better. Now, yeah, the picture is better. Yes, we have larger screens and they're thinner. But tell me this, when you're watching a football game, watching something, and there's too many people on the line, tell me that your feed does not become stagnant.
No. I don't know. I have Dish Network.
But yours blows out in the storm.
It's got to get pretty bad.
But still. All you had to have was a pair of rabbit ears. And what I'm saying is, even with right now, when we talk about electric changing, I mean, do you realize what they're going to do when they go off of these retrofitted and or build new power ways to blow in the wind with the sun not shining in Northeast Ohio, electric cars with batteries with larger carbon footprints, how it's going to affect the American people? Right now, we flip a light, the lights come on.
That's because we have leaders that that have no basis in reality. When you have Nancy Pelosi signing a fuel efficiency bill and saying with a stroke of a pen we've changed the fuel economy of every car in America, that shows a complete and total misunderstanding and uncomprehension of physics. It takes X number of BTUs to move a pound of steel so far at a certain drag coefficient, and I don't care what you
but
say.
But it wasn't written by her. It was just lobbied by them and signed off by her. And what I'm saying is we have been so ignorant. And what I'm saying is even with our digital television, it was a great thing, but look at how it has changed how we watch TV and how the quality of the feed that we get on this digital channel and how Big Brother is watching us. Now, right now, when we flip lights, most of the time they come on. We have nice, cool air conditioning, and we have nice, cool, nice, warm evenings. We are headed for stuff, and we're not prepared for stuff, and we keep on changing things like we know what we're doing, and we don't. Look at what happened to the gas tax. We have all these fuel-efficient cars, and we wonder why we can't keep up with our roads, because now we have fuel-efficient cars, and we haven't figured out a way to pay for the streets for the cars to go on.
Talk to us about
that. Can you help me understand
hold
something?
On.
I'm listening.
Hold on just a second, Brown.
I haven't said anything.
Hold on. Hold on, Brown. Go ahead, Larry. Hold on, Brown. Go ahead, Larry.
All right.
To piggyback on what Sticks and you're talking about on the gas tax, I mean, I drive a hybrid.
Right.
I had a Prius before. I have a hybrid Fusion now, which made sense. I drive a lot of miles during the year, about 52,000 miles a year. However, now that I'm getting, high efficient stuff like that, they're not collecting as much gas tax. So now what are they going to do, Tracy? They're going to tax me on the miles driven. So why should I buy a fuel-efficient car if you're going to tax me twice? Because they're not talking about eliminating that 28 cents that you pay in federal taxes on the gas. They're going to put another tax on top of it on the miles that I drive.
That's what I'm saying.
So why should I do it?
And they're not paying attention to how this – when you really look at a pack of cigarettes. A pack of cigarettes only costs you maybe 60 cents, if that, to manufacture, make, package, and distribute.
Right.
And they cost $7 now, and all that is tax.
Most of it is tax.
I don't agree with smoking, but I just want everyone to understand, America is going to have to start really looking at what they're doing, because some things are just asinine in how they do it.
Well,
and it just doesn't make sense. And I'm bringing this into the Syria, into the foreign policy equation, because it's the same thing.
Right. But we buy into the craziness. Like, I'll give you another classic. When SB5 was voted down here in Ohio.
Correct.
Right. Everybody was talking about, it's going to bust the unions and do all this. And all that SB5 was going to give school boards or local elected officials the opportunity to manage themselves, manage their business, what they're elected to do.
No,
but we voted it down because we bought into all these unions going out there.
Not only that, you got to give the fire and police and everybody what they want, because if not, they hold you hostage.
They hold you hostage. Here's the other one, Tracy. I mean, East Liverpool City School District just hired an outside independent contractor to come in and help them navigate this future, because they're pretty good right now fiscally. But in 2016, they'll be back in the red. Now, they've been in and out of fiscal emergency twice in the last two decades. The last 15 years, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Brown. Go ahead.
I'm listening, and I'm sitting here trying to understand your TV analogy.
You want to know my analogy. We are making things. They made the whole country. Remember, you cannot go over to anything without having a digital television or a box. Right? Remember, you used to go buy a TV, plug it in. If you had old TV, it would work, and you could get your channels. Remember that?
Right. Well, yeah.
Okay. Today,
stuff, right?
The old TV that you have, if you don't go out and pay $39 for a television, you won't be watching TV.
What do you mean? You mean for an antenna? $39 for an antenna?
You got to have a conversion box. So if you have an old television in your house that you want to plug in the garage. Without a conversion box, you will not watch that television anymore.
Just be static.
Correct. Because everything,
I was considering that. I pay a pretty big cable bill, but I have a spectacular high-definition digital picture that's amazing. And I pay a bit through it, through the cable company, which who I'm not crazy about, but I'm still not understanding what you're saying about television and what it has to do.
If you let me finish this, what they're doing is they're converting things without thinking things all the way through. Yeah, it's made a great impact and it's made great changes. But with converting everyone to it, it's like with electricity. When they start making us convert over to how they want us to do something new, and it's new, great, and big, and they take away from your independence of actually being able to survive without it. And everybody says it's a bad analogy. I'm sorry if you missed it. But at one time you wanted to watch TV in your garage, all you needed was the electricity. Today you have to have a conversion box. We're going to change our electrical system. We're going to change our fueling system. We're going to change all of this. And when we change all of this, they don't look at things on how it takes away from your independence of just being able to plug things in and making them work.
No
longer does that anymore.
What happened, it sounds like what you're alluding to is that TV, there used to be an analog signal. And they changed that signal to a digital signal. And we're just talking about without cable and without satellite.
They made it to where you have to buy in and you have to change everything and you don't have the longevity and you don't have the independence from something else.
And why was it required by the federal government instead of just letting the market decide if stations wanted to go one way or the other?
Everything had to change and you had to change with everything. And what I'm saying is, with this, with oil, with going over into foreign policy, they don't think things through.
Tracy, just using the TV as an analogy, and you could use the cash for clunkers, you could use
these
different things, where a bill that may have great consequences, like affordable health care.
And I'm not going to belabor the point. I just don't see how it ties into anything you guys were talking about. But carry on.
Because they pass laws and they don't understand the law of unintended consequences. The repeal of Glass-Steagall gave us the last collapse that gave us Sarbanes-Oxley, which gave us the next collapse, which gave us Dodd-Frank, which is going to cause the next collapse.
What next collapse? We can go to war. We don't have a collapse before the Dodd-Frank thing comes to fruition.
Glass-Steagall, they don't understand that. Bush caused that bubble.
No, that was Clinton. Clinton signed that. Clinton signed it.
Well, if you
Bush
would, guys,
George Bush
would,
did
guys
it.
Would
Bush
spend
did
a little more time listening to the gentleman down there in Alabama, every time I tune in.
I just have issues. And what I'm saying is, when we deal with things, because we don't look at things in a 360-degree view, we fall short. And right now, the foreign policy, even with us going over and saying we're going to strike Syria, they're being very, very disingenuous on the cause, on the reason, and why we should go.
You think?
Yes,
well, Tracy, what they've got is a situation where anytime you try to approach things from the emotional, you always wind up missing something, and that's what they're doing. When you get in there and you get all emotional, get hyped up, we got to do this, we got to do this, you always miss the details that come to bite you in the butt. They need to be talking to the generals.
What's so bad about this, that's Alabama, right?
Yeah, that's South Carolina.
That's South Carolina. What's so bad about this is the unintended consequences are so glaringly obvious that we shouldn't even have to be talking about it. You know what I mean? But it's going to get bad in a bad way, quick.
And see, that's my issue. We're digging ourselves into a hole. I mean, President Obama said he said that he didn't declare a red line. That's what he said. But we got him on tape. YouTube is a powerful tool if you say something out loud. He said he didn't. I mean, listen to what's going on here. Putin is over there kicking his butt. Putin.
Yeah, and we're not. The thing is, Putin is a warrior.
But still,
President Obama isn't a warrior.
Wasn't Wesley Clark told that this Syria, Iraq, Iran, all these different countries were on a list, and within the next decade, we're going to topple the government, Libya, and that's what they're doing. They're just following their orders. It doesn't have anything to do with Democrat or Republican. It's mm-hmm. not just Obama. I think they're just
that's
moving
what
and doing what they want to do, and Obama is just in the White House taking the heat. That's just how it works.
No. He's taking the heat, but there's some things that he's saying out loud that he needs to shut up, and he shouldn't let Putin.
Look, he getting his order. They just telling him, look, this is what we're going to do, deal with it, and you got to go out there, and this is the story you're going to get of people. Okay.
No.
Look, Alabama, I have a hard, they're going to do the same thing.
Alabama, I have a hard enough time controlling you, and it's, say, Tracy and France. And you mean to tell me it's going to be Alabama and France, and you're going to go over to another nation, you're going to be the most powerful person in the world, and you're going to let me punk you? Come on.
Well, look, first of all, what he does at some convention is of no consequence. What I'm saying is right now there's a order, there's a certain faction with it that has hijacked our government and controlling our government. There are certain parts that's compartmentalized where people don't understand what's going on, and they're doing their job trying to stop a lot of this and make some sense of it. And then there are certain factions within the government where the people know what's going on. They have the macro. They understand, and part of that is telling the president, this is what we're going to do. These are the governments we're going to topple, and this is what we're going to do. And he's just coming in and doing it. And I'm telling you, we could put another guy, unless it's Ron Paul or somebody that's pretty much going to get their brains blown out. If there's anybody like a Mitt Romney type guy or a Chris Christie, yeah, people like that, anybody that gets in is going to do the same imperialist mentality. That's what they do, and they told Western Carr 10 years ago,
Alabama,
go look it up. He said
Alabama,
they were going to
Alabama, you might be right in what they do, but what they do, they'll do it differently because they're not going to let you punk them like that just because they can.
Here's where I disagree with you when you just said imperialist. This isn't about United States strength. This is about shoving the United States underneath a world government.
Doing what?
I was
looking
again,
I'm sorry.
Up until you said imperialist.
Yeah, it won't be. They got to bring the United States down to be able to do that.
Right. This is about bringing the United States under control of the United Nations.
Now that you're on to something.
But when I said imperialist, what I'm saying, these guys will nuke 30 cities in this country to get their phone. The people I'm talking about aren't American, by the way. I'm talking about banks, people that feel they exist above. They think they have a genetic predisposition. They feel like they go trace back to some aliens. These folks are off their rocker, but they believe this stuff, and these are the people that run it. And I'm just telling you, that's how I look at it. And it's stuff that you have to kind of find real obscure news sources to even get this type of information because it's not public broadcasted all over. I mean, you can come out right now and somebody can come out and do something. And like I think yesterday they said when what's his name, John Kerry, last Friday when he spoke, there was a 10-minute feed, eight minutes, something like that, 6-8-minute feed between the time he spoke and what we saw. This stuff is being controlled, man. That's just it. And I don't think we're going to get any type of answers by voting for one particular guy unless it's somebody that that's going to be a sacrificial lamb. They're going to get their brain. They're going to get killed, whoever they are. If they get in there and they really try to fix it, be prepared to see them get killed because that's these are the type of people we're dealing with.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229.
Brown. Brown, they got you muted. Everybody muted?
No, Alabama, I'm watching this video about this Christian bakery that closed after they would not put a lesbian couple on top of the wedding cake. They refused it.
Why did they close?
The community protested against them.
Was it broadcasted that it was a Christian bakery? Was it? I mean, what's the name of it?
sweet cakes.
And it didn't have anything overtly Christian on it that let them know that that's what they stood for?
No, it was the owner.
Well, I mean, I don't blame him. I hate that he went out of business.
Yep.
You can't force people to change their beliefs. That's why I really have a personal problem with people that push their lifestyle like the way they do. I don't have a problem with, if you want to do that, do it. But don't, they try to hijack people's religious. Now, that I really have a personal, I don't like that. I really don't like that. I disagree with that.
Well, that's the thing that I've been saying for the longest time. You know, if you're gay, that's your business. But you can't force me to accept your lifestyle. You know, we both have to exist in this world, but you can't force me to accept your lifestyle and agree with it. Now, they got outside of this place protested, and she closed. She refused to. But
they won. They won because they ran out of business. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that. I would have supported it just because. If I was Nick, I'd have went there just because. I mean, you can't. That's the problem. These people have a problem with religious, with people having a certain faith. They don't have a problem. It's not like people are saying you're gay, you can't drink out of this water fountain, you're gay, you can't, we're going to put dogs and hoses on you, you're gay, we're going to hang you from a tree. Look, you can count the times people have really been, you know, for hate crimes in this country, been victims of hate crimes. So, I don't know.
Yep, makes no sense. I mean, the thing for me is, you know, it doesn't make any sense why you want me to accept who you are, but yet you can't accept and respect my beliefs. See, that's what I'm talking about. And by them doing that, they're saying that we don't respect or tolerate the way you think or the way you believe. You're going to have to do it our way, or we're going to protest you and shut you down. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
So the same thing that they're saying is wrong, they're doing it.
Exactly.
They're doing it. It's over. The double standard is alive and well. So. They want me to respect them.
Well, where was the church behind? Where were the people in the community coming together behind these people? See, that's the problem I got.
I don't know. It's out in Oregon.
Oh, well. Ain't too many of them up there. It ain't that many up there. I mean, it's out by Seattle. That's Washington. That's Washington.
Yeah, Washington. Well, over the last year or
so, what was it about your faith or your belief that you did not want to comply and bake this wedding cake for the lesbian couple?
It really has to do with just, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. That's not something I want to support, and I don't want to be ambiguous, you know, in what I stand for.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, in the past, your bakery has baked cakes for gay people in the past, but you simply refuse to do gay weddings, right? You didn't refuse to serve gay people simply for gay weddings, right?
Right, absolutely.
Why?
You know, our faith is, we're Christian, and we believe in the Bible, we believe what it says, and, you know, we're trying to live our life the best we can, by God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't participate, in the wedding because what the Bible tells me is that, that homosexuality is, the behavior is a sin, and I can't put one of my creations, you know, the cakes that I
Right. Do my part. So that's your personal belief, and that's your husband's personal belief. And in this free country, we would think that there would be tolerance for your beliefs and for people who disagree with you. But what ended up happening? Because I'm watching a video now of these protests and people outside with signs, and you ultimately had to close your business. Was it the result of that that made you have to close?
Yeah, I mean, it really had to do with a lot of harassing phone calls, mainly to the people we do business with, wedding vendors. Just all kinds of mean-spirited stuff going on. I mean, we've got boycott pages up on social media. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. And, I mean, really, tolerance should be a two-way street, and it really has not been in this case.
It does seem as if there's been a double standard in your case. Here's what Oregon's Bureau of Labor and Industries said through their commissioner. Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but that doesn't mean that folks have the right to discriminate. The goal is to rehabilitate for those who do violate the law. We want them to learn from that experience and have a good, successful business in Oregon. Melissa, what would you say to that person who wrote that?
Honestly, I'm not even sure what I would say. It almost seems to me kind of like that I'm having to be retaught how to run my business. I don't know. I guess the way I take it. I don't know if that's the way it was meant.
So speaking of business, to you, Aaron and Melissa, what are you going to do now?
Well, I decided that I started my business in home, so I'm just going to go back to doing my business out of my home. And, you know, it went well when it was out of our home, so hopefully it'll still go good.
Well, let's just hope that the boycotts don't continue because they were devastating to your other business. All right,
yeah.
Aaron and Melissa, Corey, we thank you very much for joining us today from Oregon. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
Wow. That's it. That's the way they think. That's the way they think right there. They feel like they need to reteach people. And you got a lot of parents that...
You called that too, huh?
Yeah, you got a lot of parents out here that think they don't need to tell their kids how to think. I think you do because of people like that, because these people are purposeful. MTV is purposeful. VH1 is purposeful. Bravo is purposeful. They want, they think a certain way, and they're going for it. And they're thinking, they're going after your thinking, they're going after your heart and mind. And that's the problem I have with people that sit and say, well, you know, you're being intolerant. I'm like, it's not being intolerant.
And I think that we are, you know, you look at the Affordable Health Care Act. And a few minutes ago, we were looking at the screen, and the screen was showing us who's the winners and losers in the Affordable Health Care Act. And all these insurance companies, their stocks are just going through the roof. But the American people, their resources are going out the door. You look at what's going on with minimum wage, and you think that you're getting more money because your check says more, but you buy less with the more money that you have. Syria, they tell you that they're going to go over there because they care about people and humanitarian efforts, but in the real deal, it has absolutely nothing to do with that, but it has to do with bad policy and trying to overcompensate the bad decisions that we've made on our financial situation. And we weaken a nation right now, and we're almost like kids. If you give a kid too much, you weaken him. If you give a kid enough to make him strive for more, he'll make him stronger. And the entitlement mentality that we have here in the United States is really coming into turkeys are coming home. We're seeing what's happening, and I think South Carolina said a few minutes ago, and I'm going to pull them in. South Carolina said, and I was thinking the same thing when he said it. 9/11 is 7 days away. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're understanding what we're talking about, and we've talked about this ad nauseum. But I don't think we understand that America needs to repent, get back to basics, and do some things differently.
Well, we've forgotten that the answer is always maximum freedom. And instead of standing up and taking care of ourselves, Osama bin Laden is winning. Absolutely. Look at how your life has been changed since September 11th, and you've done it willingly.
But he did it from the grave. They say he dropped him off, but he's sitting over there. He was sitting in Afghanistan next door to the capital.
Pakistan.
It was in Pakistan?
He was in Pakistan.
And he was sitting next door
to the police station.
It
was right down the street from the military academy.
And he was just kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still winning.
I mean, you believe that, Tracy?
What?
That they really came in and did a raid and killed him, and you think that's what happened?
Not really, but that's what they told me. It ain't about what I believe is what happened. I think he's dead.
I believe he died of natural causes, but I don't think that they did the raid. That's why I have those guys that did it already dead. So, and that's just coincidence. But, you know, SEAL Team 6, a lot
dead.
Of those guys are dead. Yeah, you're right.
I think he's dead, and I think he's still winning his war. I think the mental aspect of it. I think America is, and when you look at what China and North Korea and Russia are doing to the United States over at the summit today, and then when Netanyahu came to the United States a little while ago, and President Obama, you know, couldn't meet with him, he didn't have time to stick his head in the door. Does anybody remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yep. But, that's the nature of beast is a bad term, but that's the nature of the gentleman that we have as commander-in-chief right now.
But the people
put
him in there. It's the people's fault. It's the people's fault, though, South Carolina.
But Alabama, the people didn't put him in there.
Well, they cheated, but they put him in. The people voted. There's a lot of people.
They didn't put him in. They didn't put him in because they didn't even know what they were putting
anything
in when they
that
put him
man
in.
Does is blame it on black people, blame it on the people that went out there in groves and beat and will argue you down, go to fisticuffs over this guy. Blame it on the people when you go to these black college football classic games, they out there selling Obama T-shirts. Blame it on those people wearing his hats and shirts. That's who put this guy. They love him. So anything he does to screw those same people
Alabama,
they deserve it.
No. They didn't put him in because really, think about it. If you really, really know what really happened, they didn't put him in. They were pushed to put him in because they told him they was going to put him back on the farm. They were going to put him back in chains.
Look, if somebody tell you to sign the paperwork on a house, and interest rates, it could go up, but it won't. Just sign the paperwork. We're going to lock you in for 5 years at 2% interest. If it does, it's probably going to adjust down. And you sign that paperwork, that's your fault. That's your fault. So the housing bubble was the people's fault because people wanted more than they can afford. Blame the banks too, but nobody wants to blame the people for going out here buying these houses. People, we want more than what we can afford. That's America. That's why we all in debt now. Everybody's in debt now because they don't want a budget. Let's be honest now.
I can agree with you to a point on that Alabama, but the problem is that we have turned our people into financial illiterates. You'd be surprised how many people can't even understand the difference between interest paid and interest earned. I mean, and it's been done on a purpose. It's been being done for over 100 years. Because the powers that be, you and I agree on this, the powers that be want a financially ignorant populace.
But it's your fault if you stay ignorant. It's your fault. I can only hold you accountable. Look, Esau, have I loved Jacob, have I hated. Esau was held accountable for his own actions of selling his own birthright, even though it was predestination. So at the same time, you cannot sit up here and negate the fact that people have signed these loans, went out and did this stuff, bought these cars, did whatever they could, got in debt, and then they want to blame the banks. As if, no, the banks can only – look, you can sell dope all you want to. I'm the fool about taking and shoot it up.
Alabama.
That's all I'm saying.
Alabama, this goes beyond this. The banks did not create this monster. This is one of the classes that I'm taking out. The banks did not create the monster, which is the housing bubble.
But you're going to say government, right?
No. It all goes back. It all goes back to Bill Clinton and Al Gore and the statements they made that essentially said it was a right for all people to have housing. That's when they did the Community Reinvestment Act.
But hold on,
on the one hand, it was a good thing. But they went back into the Community Reinvestment Act and stated that you had to give loans to low and moderately income people. That's fine. But then they went back a third time and said you have to give loans to people that have low and moderate credit. So they pressured the banks to give these loans out, okay? And that created the supply market.
Okay, hold on.
South Carolina.
Okay, I heard
South
what
Carolina,
you said. I got
South,
the point.
Hold on, Alabama. Hold on. Go ahead, Larry. South Carolina, you're partially right there. But the banks did create that bubble. And it goes back to what Sticks was talking about with Glass-Steagall and the repeal of that. And then they had these credit default swaps. And those were the banks that put them in. They put those in place. What they were doing was bundling these loans, these high-interest loans, into a bunch. Now, those bundles were initially, you'd have, if there was 100 loans in there, 95 of them were good and 5 of them were those subprimes that you're talking about. But what you saw happen is they kept bundling these in, and they were guaranteed because they only had 5 in there. All of them were guaranteed by the government. What you had happen was now that 5 that was in there grew to 40 instead of, you know, 95.5. And this is where you brought in companies like AIG and why we had to bail them out is because AIG, the banks, first of all, knew that these credit default swaps were garbage. You know, a lot of people steered clear of, but the banks knew that they were garbage, so they went out and reinsured it with AIG. And now when it came due and these credit default swaps were worth crap, AIG was on the hook for insuring it as a reinsurer, and they didn't have the money. And that's what spawned the bailout the first time of the banks. So the banks
were culpable. But everything you just everything you just said makes sense, but at the same time, we've heard that 1,000 times about how the bank screwed us with the derivatives. We've heard that, but what I'm saying is a person that goes out and signs a mortgage, the ones that you're saying were crap, those people knew they were crap because they're saying this guy doesn't have the income. He lied. He came in on a no-doc loan and said he made $800,000 a year when he know he only makes $85,000.
But no, Alabama, hold on. That pretty much that did not happen. They overinflated the appreciation of the homes, dropped down the down payment, and put them into an adjustable mortgage.
And then they
didn't fudge their income so much.
But let's be honest though, everything you're saying, Tracy, you're saying people. Go ahead.
And they went out and told them that your payment will go up, but it won't go up but about $20-$30.
And when they
became due and the bubble broke, and gas prices started to rise and interest rates started to go up,
and then they got laid off
and the car stuff started happening, and then you had this all of a sudden this $20 that was supposed to be the adjustable mortgage rate went up, and there was another $700 a month.
Tracy. Now you telling me that they came in and signed a piece of paper. And they told him, they said, can you show me in writing what it's supposed to say? In writing, it does not say that. So what I'm saying is, if you sign a contract, just like a student loan, if you sign a student loan contract and you go out there and march on protests on Wall Street saying that the banks got you, you knew going into that you signed a contract and that you knew what it was going to be. It's almost like everybody wants to take blame and blame it on the business. It's not my fault. It's not the consumer's fault that we're all in credit card debt 1.4 times our income. Come on, man. We got to at least own up to the fact that the people are in debt. We aren't financially literate, like the guy just said a minute ago, and we're being made fools out of because we have our own lack of knowledge. But you can't just blame. Look, you got people out here. People are going to do what's in their best self-interest. But you can't keep blaming everybody else for your own mistakes. People made these mistakes signing these paperwork, and they got tricked, true enough.
But you're not listening to what we're saying on this opposite end. People got tricked, but people are getting tricked today going into Syria. It's the same trick bag. Same players. It's the same thing. The bust of 2008 could have been avoided with a little re-legislating some bills and some some finagling around and actually stopping what was going on with Barry, with what's his name, Frank?
Barney Frank.
But
anytime you tried to do that, Tracy, you were labeled as evil.
Racist.
And didn't care about poor people.
Poor people. And it had nothing to do with that. Everybody that was warning. So
that's
that
right.
GW went to Congress a couple times.
That's what I'm
saying. And got pillared.
But look at now, let's look at some of the other things here, though. They had mark to market, which is still in place. And what that is say that the value of your home drops, say, $10,000 below what you owe on it, but you're making your payment every month, so they walk up, knock on your door, and say, hey, we got to have $10,000 tomorrow morning. That's exactly what they did to the banks.
Again.
And that's what drove them under.
But again,
was all legislation.
But again, that's what I'm saying. We could have legislatively refigured this out and not go into a bust. But they're doing the same thing with Syria. You know,
but the
Alabama
banks that came in and did that, knew that they, from the jump, had people like Paulson and Geithner. These guys were already working for Goldman Sachs. These guys already knew off the jump what the deal was in the background. When they fall, we're going to be good. We're going to just dump this debt off on the taxpayers. They knew that. But let's say somebody asked me this question. Let's say people had actually made the payments in those bad loans. What if they just had made the payment? Would it have felt it then?
Yeah, it would have, because what happened was they looked at the value of the portfolio and they made the banks pull that cash out of their – it had nothing to do with people making their house payments.
What
it had to do with was – they said that they came in and they audited those portfolios, and they said the value of this portfolio is $100 million less than what it is. So now
the value went down because of foreclosures.
Alabama, you can't talk on top of sticks. You know he's slow talking, so you got to let him get it out.
Yeah, so you have to pull $100 million out of your cash reserves to put into this portfolio to make it balance. Even though
When I was doing houses for years, what I'm saying is the value of properties started going down because people were getting foreclosed on and they weren't able to make the payments because of a lot of these products that these mortgage subprime people sold them were hard to pay. 19, 20, I mean, it was going up real crazy on these interest rates. People couldn't make the payments. True enough. What I'm saying is if you go into any loan, anytime you go to a closing, you sign a paperwork, that lawyer explains everything. It's on you. Also, he tells you it's on you to make sure that you know what you're doing. If you go out there and you sign a loan, an adjustable rate mortgage, and you don't think that it's going to adjust up, I'm sorry.
Honey, listen. When people were getting their loans, wasn't no lawyer at the table. Wasn't no legalese. The little lady who was sitting behind the little desk at the mortgage company was just as dumb as you were. She was processing paperwork as they told her to.
Look, I'm not saying banks didn't do something wrong, Tracy. I'm not saying banks went wrong.
Alabama.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying people were negligent in finding out what these loans were in confidence.
Alabama.
Let's be honest now. Let's not just – okay, go ahead.
Listen to what I'm saying. You are taking an electorate and a very, very ignorant electorate. Let's start right there. We have an entitlement mentality electorate. And you tell me that I'm living in this apartment that I don't like for $450 a month, and for another $50 I can go into my own home. And I will own, and it's a fabulous home, way beyond I can even care for, let alone pay for. And you put me in this home for $500 a month.
Adjustable rate mortgage.
Uh-huh. Okay. You following me? Walk with me for just
first
a moment.
First 3 years. Go ahead.
Hold on. And I remember, I am almost, you know, I ain't got no sense. I can pay $450, $500. I can push another $50 because it's closer to my job. All right. And so I'm got this. And so I don't understand adjustable rate mortgage, and little lady who I'm signing the papers on the dotted line tells me, don't worry about that because it's an adjustable rate, but it doesn't go up, but it only fluctuates somewhere around $30 to $50. That's what they tell you.
And I'm going to get a raise.
And they tell you, oh, hold on. So you're telling me every time that somebody closed on an adjustable rate, there was some person in the office that was sitting there with them and told them what you just said? Every time.
A lot of them.
Because I know people,
listen,
I sold some
Alabama,
houses and people used adjustable rates and that wasn't told.
Alabama.
Go ahead.
Okay, listen, Alabama, listen to what I'm saying. It might not have been in your neck of the woods, but there's a whole lot of houses in a whole lot of areas that they're getting these fine homes. They had duplexes and triplexes. They was living large in good neighborhoods in the suburbs, and they got these. Don't worry about it because it's only going to flex between here and here. And they don't. People don't know what adjustable. Remember, they barely know what 1 + 1 = 2, let alone adjustable rate. And so then you have
Tracy,
the gas prices.
Tracy, I'm not arguing with you, but let me ask you this. Could it be that these people were so excited and dare I say greedy that they wanted a site? Oh, man, I'm going to have a 2,200-square-foot house. I got this. I got that. And then these people were so greedy and excited about it that they signed.
They said, whatever.
Let me sign the paperwork. I'm ready to close.
What you're missing is most people did not realize that it was going to go up exponentially. And they were going to lose their job. But when you look at that $50 that you said it was going to go up in a couple years, and it went up $700 a month, it blew their mind.
I mean,
and that's true. There was a story about that lady in Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her payment, she was working.
Yeah.
She had a good job.
She was doing good.
She was paying $800 overnight.
It went up to
$1,700. $1,700.
There were a lot of those loans that were interest-only loans.
Interest-only loans,
They gave them a teaser rate of 1 or 2% for 5 years, and then all of a sudden all that rolled in, because we've gotten into this argument, because while all that was going on, the interest rate, the prime rate was actually dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, those contracts were all written with the interest rate, which had nothing to do with the prime rate, because you kept saying the interest rate was going up. I said, no, it wasn't. It was going down.
It was actually going down, but they were locked in.
Well, actually, when that was going on, a lot of people, that started, a lot of that was in Vegas and California, and my brother used to go talk to people. We used to go talk to people out in Cali. They in foreclosure.
Right.
And by the time it hit the newspaper, that day they got four offers from these people were selling their houses, and they were walking out of there in foreclosure, not making payments, and walking out of there with $300-$400,000 more than what the house was worth. That's what was going on in California.
Alabama, are you following what I'm saying? I mean, you offer me a house that I can afford. You tell me how much. Yes, and yes, the paperwork said it was going to come up a little bit, but it wasn't supposed to come up to where it was going to just go crazy. And what happened was people were doing halfway decent, thought they had something, and found out it was bad. And I'll tell you the same thing is when you go to these places where you have
Hold on.
It's the same thing when you go and buy these televisions or your furniture and you have a whole year interest-free.
Interest-free.
Well, it all rolls back over.
Okay, well, let me ask somebody right now. Let me ask you right now, because I got to go. But Tracy,
right.
I'm going to ask some of the guys a question. I'm going to go back to my little cubicle or whatever. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. So who's that guy that read The Richest Man in Babylon? Was it Styx?
Styx. I have two.
Okay, so the book, in the book, Arcad talks about how you should live and things like that, right? Somebody that thinks that way, right? And you have a mortgage lender get call him. What is it? It's just like a credit card. What do you do with people like that? Do you even jump in that type of debt? Do you even move? Why do they not? Because of knowledge, right? Because they understand the laws and principles that govern money, right?
Right.
Right. So, okay, so whose fault is it?
Alabama, we tend to manage money like our parents do. So if our parents are financially illiterate, we are more than likely going to be financially illiterate.
Well, my parents was like that.
We've been growing financially illiterate. Yeah, but and to some extent mine were too. But I got my path changed through acquaintances and through looking at things through other people's eyes. And if you're not exposed to that, if your whole life you've been placed in the middle-class rat race where you don't ask what something costs, you only ask how much a month. I mean, I bought a camper, and they told me I could finance my camper for 30 years. Who in their right mind finances a camper for 30 years? But a lot of people do. Boats. How do you move a $120,000 boat on it to a guy that's making 60 grand a year? By letting him finance it for 35 years.
I mean, all I'm saying is that, look, even if you had people out here, and this is my last point, if you had people out here that were making $30,000 a year, they shouldn't have had a house over $90,000. I don't care where they live. There were people who were making $40,000 in $250,000 houses, and then when it adjusted, it was ridiculous.
Hold on. And again, it was even the market was overinflated.
Let me tell you a little story. This is a true story. My wife and I found this little 10-acre farm when we first got married, first got out of service. It was $35,000. And I couldn't find a mortgage to save my life because of the location, and the place was pretty beat up, and I could see past the beat up. And I had a mortgage. I had a mortgage lady tell me, why don't you just go find yourself a nice little house in a subdivision? I can get you a loan for $70,000. And I looked at that lady and I said, I'm smart enough to know I can't afford a $70,000 house. But 9 people out of 10 went and said, well, the mortgage lady said I can afford the $70,000 house. They went and bought the $70,000 house. And that's what's happened to our whole society.
And let me say this, and I agree it's the people's fault, but look at how we've dumbed down. It's the same.
Look,
it's even going to be serious.
$450 a month. I mean, right now, that's fixed rate.
But it is we need to understand what we have done to the mindset of the American people. You know,
Tracy. That's their fault.
It's just like if a guy goes out here and sells drugs.
Y'all made the same point. It's being hypocritical now because you'll sit out there if a guy sells drugs, you'll say it's his fault he's selling drugs, even though the CIA brought it into the community.
Alabama, you cannot blame people for what you create.
They
game the system. It's sort of like in the free market here. We say it's a free market, but then we put all these rules and regulations on it, and then when it fails, we say the free market's not any good. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's the same thing. We put that out there. Then we have people that sell those mortgages because they were making a ton of money.
Absolutely.
And so if you're making that kind of money, you're like, okay, I'm just going to grab anybody in here and sell it because – after I made my money, I don't care if that guy defaults because it's not going to fall back on me. I'd have made my money over here.
See, and I believe people have an obligation because if you're a bicycle salesman, if you have a bicycle shop and you sell a 10-year-old a used bicycle for $100, you just cheated that kid and you knew you cheated him. So you have a responsibility. I'm sorry. If you're a mortgage broker and somebody walks in your office and you know by talking to them they have no idea what they're doing, and you sell them something that's not in their best interest.
Listen to what I'm saying. I disagree. Let me say this: the government is supposed to put in safeguards to protect. Safeguards to protect the interest of the American electorate. What we have done is we have regulated the American people to protect the safeguards of anybody else except for the American people. And I'm not saying that it's the government's fault, but the government allowed this to happen because they knew they manufactured it, they controlled it, they used it for their statistics, and then they allowed it to pop. And when I say that, the reason why we have law enforcement is to ensure the safety of the American people. That's why it's called law enforcement. Those law officers do not stop crime. They enforce the laws that are already on the books. What we are doing is we are dumbing down the American electorate so much, and we are creating things for them to jump into, and we are allowing them. We are allowing so much stuff to go on inside of our system that it causes people to crash and burn. It is mandatory that every child of school age be inside of a school, but we don't teach them anything while they're there. Can you please explain to me why you make a child go and sit inside of a building that we pay for to the tune of anywhere from $11,000 to $17,000 a year, and then you know that they cannot read in the third grade, yet you pass them on because they got bigger?
No, you pass them on because it might damage their psyche if you fail.
You missed my point. Do you understand what's happening here? We are creating this our own monster, and then we tell them that they're supposed to be able to sit at a contract, read it, sign it, and go into an obligation that they know nothing about. Am I getting this wrong?
And then badmouth them because they made a bad decision.
And then take care of them when they can no longer feed themselves.
But the government gives you, though, they can take away.
And I read something the other day. In 31 states right now, you make more on public assistance than you do on minimum wage.
Yeah, Ohio's one of them.
I understand that.
So why worse?
$29,000 a year in Hawaii.
Can anybody explain that? And remember, 347-945-5229. I'll be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Your car will look brand new after a professional
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The bishop of the Youngstown Catholic Diocese says he'll move Cardinal Mooney High from its current location in Youngstown under two conditions. If the financial feasibility study shows there's enough support for a new school building, and if there's support for a scholarship fund for students in need. The diocese says the new location of Mooney would be in the southern tier of Mahoning County. GM retirees say the latest move by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation is an act of desperation. The PBGC is fighting an order from a federal magistrate which would require them to release thousands of documents, documents these salaried retirees hope will result in the restoration of their pensions. A judge ordered the documents to be turned over by September 30th, but PBGC requested that she reconsider her order. And today will be the first day of school for nearly 5,400 Valley students. The construction of two elementary schools in Austin Town delayed the start of schools in the district until after Labor Day. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, this summer your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer brings you thrilling adventure and heroic performance. Stop in to find blockbuster deals on vehicles like Ford Focus. Visit driveoneohio.com.
Everybody loves a discount, and Grange Insurance offers dozens of them. Good student discounts, defensive driver discounts, homeownership discounts, multi-vehicle discounts, life insurance multi-policy.
Let Crab Insurance Agency in Salem walk you through all of the Grange discounts you may be eligible for. Crab Insurance Agency can help you save a lot of money while you enjoy the worry-free experience of coverage with Grange. Crab Insurance Agency in Salem.
Products not available in all states.
Kent State University at Salem and East Liverpool offers 27 degrees, so there must be something for you. Like playing in dirt, climbing trees, being outdoors? Consider a degree in horticulture, like caring for people. We have nursing, radiology, psychology, education, physical or occupational therapy, human services, criminal justice. We have degrees in accounting, business, computers, insurance, and more. Take classes online or in the classroom. Take classes you can afford. Call 1-877-KENT-EDU. Kent State, Salem, and East Liverpool. You belong here.
Sweet deals on News Talk 600. Your chance to try some of the best businesses in our area at a tremendous value. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website to take advantage of half-price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more.
Let Casals get you ready for fall and back to school. Time to get your hair color and makeup looks to carry you into the new season. Casals is featuring Aveda's Heartlands collection. Three new looks and hair color trends with copper fields, winter peach, and toasted grains. Then why not pick one of three new complete makeup looks to complement your new color? Winter berry, field rose, or winter peach. Makeup for the season has berry and rose tone lips with golds and coppers for the eyes. Beauty in simplicity. If you have an iPad, try on these looks at home with the My Aveda Makeover app. Be sure to ask about Aveda's product lines for men when you visit Casals Day Spa and Salon, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road, and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza.
Sweet deals every Friday morning at 9 a.m. from 600WSOM.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and Stix and Larry and I are here in the studio. And it is open mic tomorrow. Mark Manch will be here with me, and who knows what we'll talk about then. I'm reading an article online, and it says that Syria threatens to bomb Jordan, Israel, and Turkey if attacked. And we were talking about money. And, you know, I keep on bringing back Syria, and everybody keeps on looking at me like, why does she keep on going back there? And everything that we do, it has to relate, because America has a way of dumbing down and or limiting knowledge for people. So when you talk about, you know, when you talk about the bust of 2008 and the foreclosures and the homes and the adjustable mortgage rate, and people don't really come out and tell you that they don't know something, but people actually are ignorant to a lot of things, and they jump into stuff thinking. And the government doesn't educate them. They don't send you to school. They don't give you economics. Yes, it's your fault because you signed on the dotted line. But when it's all said and done, it's your fault. But it's our fault because we knew you didn't know when I told you. Like I said, we're going to Syria. Why is it that if we attack Syria, everybody's going to come out and bomb everybody else? Can you explain that to me? Why does everybody care if we go to Syria?
Well, I can tell you why Russia does.
Why?
Because they have a vested interest in that nation.
Okay, okay. So why does...
So that... Because it's the same thing...
So why do they bring Saudi Arabia into the equation?
Tit for tat.
What tat?
Well...
Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what the Saudis did. They had a meeting with Putin's people and told him, you know, because they're going to be hosting the Winter Olympics next year. And their biggest thing.
Saudi Arabia winter? Oh, no.
Russia's hosting, right? Saudi Arabia went to him because one of the big things that they're worried about is the Chechens over there and terrorism. And the Saudis told him, hey, we got control over them. You need to back off the Syria thing. And let that play out over there, and we'll guarantee you a safe Olympics. That's what's being said.
So why
you're not reading that in the Wall Street Journal?
Okay, so okay,
yeah,
okay.
You go on any of the UK Drudge or UK Guardian, Reuters. You know, you'll find that
Reuters. I mean,
Reuters.
But the question is, what is with this that they're not telling us everything that we need to know? Tell me that. Tell me, I mean, seriously, if we strike Syria, Russia's going to be mad, China's going to be mad, and they're telling me they're going to go after Jordan, Israel, and Turkey. Hello? What does that mean?
Well, you didn't want to get into the biblical portion, so
we'll stay out of the biblical.
We'll stay out of the
biblical. I do have a 100-year-old answer, a Woodrow Wilson quote.
Okay.
We want one class of persons to have a liberal, meaning advanced education,
Okay.
And we want another class of persons, a very much larger class of persons of necessity in every society, to forego the privilege of a liberal advanced education and fit themselves to perform specific, difficult manual tasks.
So six.
So we want a dumbed-down populace and a very few up above that's going to tell the dumbed-down populace what's going to happen.
Okay, now let me throw this into the mix. I don't want to, and the reason why I don't bring the biblical part in is because I don't want religions. I'm not a part of religious dialogue.
Dogma.
I don't want to hear it. But the Bible does say it tells it's going to blow up Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. So I set it out there, and that's why I don't do it. Not because I don't like talking about the Bible, because I do, but I do not want to get into a religious fight, especially when someone, and Steve is a Jehovah's Witness, which brings in a whole other thought process. But so my question is, when we talk about this, do we not comprehend and understand that America is almost like the match that will light this?
It is the match.
America
the gasoline,
is the match, the gasoline,
the gasoline
dynamite.
You know, there's a certain segment. I mean, I was talking about it earlier. There was this one. She's a Democratic congressman for the District of Columbia, so she's a non-voting member. But she was on the record and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to support the president out of loyalty to the president.
Did you tell her that to her?
That's what she said.
Not because she cared.
Right. Or wanted to do the right thing by her constituents.
Can you explain that to me?
The dumbing down of the public again. Well, one caller earlier talked about that these guys work for us, but I don't think people realize that they do work for us. And there was a correction. I mean, there was. I remember this past cycle when Charlie Wilson, who passed away a few months back, but he was questioned by an audience member about his support for Obamacare, and he basically just threw his hands up because he had nothing to say.
What could he say?
Yeah, what could he say? But I mean, he was so frustrated at that point. It was like any time he got any traction, his vote in support for Obamacare just shot him down in that district, the 6th district, because it was overwhelming. But, I mean, I'm going to say something. Hopefully my wife's not listening, because she's really apathetic. She's like, why do you care so much? You can't do anything about it.
Right.
I'm seeing that play out on TV here. Every poll I've seen says the American public has no appetite. Some serious. I mean, I've seen it 80 to 20. You know what I mean? Has no appetite for doing in Syria, but we're going to march right on there.
I'm telling you guys.
That would breed apathy, I guess.
The question is, the reason why people don't want to go into Syria is because no one's told them the truth about why you're going. That goes back to what all I've been saying all day long. If you want me to go and fight for you, don't lie to me for the reason why you're going.
Right.
And they're trying to give me a soft cushion. We always blame President Bush.
Always.
And
we're still blaming.
And this is what we say about President Bush. The reason why we went to Iraq is because we went to go take, because he hurt his daddy's feelings. Am I lying?
No, I tried to take him out.
Yeah. Many times.
Okay. So the reason why we went to Iraq, the only reason why we went there is not, and they said Bush knew that there was no weapons of mass destruction. He went over there just because Saddam Hussein hurt his daddy's feelings and he was going to go and pick a fight with the bully. So we all believe that the only reason why we went to Iraq was because Saddam Hussein stepped on his dad's foot. Do you really believe that?
No.
So why would we continue to indoctrinate people to believe that the reason why we went over there the first time was not because we had weapons, not because of weapons of mass destruction, but because of a personality conflict between Saddam and the Bushes?
I think the American public wants to be able to point at one thing when they don't realize, like, the 2008 crash was more than just people going out and getting mortgages that they couldn't afford. You know what I mean? It was a bunch of different things.
It was a bubble that had been building for years. I'll be honest. I was buying a lot of houses at that point. You could literally walk into a bank. They would run your credit report and write you a check.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. As long as you had over a 700, actually towards the end, it was getting down. If you had a 500 credit score and could fog a mirror, you could get a house mortgage.
Pretty much.
And so, you know, it was just setting up to collapse, because people with 500 credit scores don't have the
discipline
to own a house.
So, again,
they barely have the discipline to make rent.
But still, listen to what I'm saying. listen to what we're saying here and listen to what we're saying about the people of America and the war we're going in and the reason why we're not going. Look at the apathy and look at the ignorance. When you go down on the street, and we laugh about the uneducated voter all the time. We talk about it all the time. These same uneducated voters are the same people with popular opinion, and they keep on telling us misnomers. And we wonder why we're not getting it right. Go ahead, local call.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Just Tracy, what I was going to say, ma'am, like you said yesterday, ma'am, you said that we have no choice but to go into Syria or where's that incident at? Is it in Syria or is it in Egypt? I think it's Syria.
It's right? Syria, right.
And as you said, that really it's not all Obama's fault. It really stems all the way back to Nixon, about 40 years.
Yeah, now it still goes all the way back to 51. But go ahead.
Yeah, well.
Go ahead.
And, of course, as you said, Al said it really goes back to about 1953, which is 60 years ago.
All right.
And it has something to do with because of the situation. What's that country now? Well, to make a long story short, I'm trying to think, Stacey. I feel I might be getting a little bit of dementia.
No, you're not, but keep on going, Steve. Hurry up.
Yes, I am. I'm 62 years old.
Steve, all right. Then take, when you figure it out, call me back.
No. I got it now.
All right.
What I'm saying is that you were saying yesterday is that we have no choice because it's not about the people who have been gas or have that poison gas to children and stuff like that. It's undermined. It's all about our own interests because it's an oil interest deal. And it's also if we allow Russia or China, they want to take over that situation because, and plus, we also, our money is becoming to be devalued. And if we don't go over there and do something, then it could affect our own economy to the point where, you know, we're getting all these different programs and all these other things. It really helps our economy.
No, it doesn't. That's just it. No, Steve, this is the issue. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen, entitlement programs do not improve the American economy.
We have been
indoctrinated to believe that the more money we give away, the more money we get. But that's not how this democracy works.
Well, I know democracy began to.
Steve, I'm not trying to just give you a lesson. What I'm trying to say is, no, listen to what I'm saying. How you win is through true independence. True independence is how America will grow. What we've done is we've weakened our society to the point where everyone is dependent upon money that we don't have. And that's why that's why the debt in the American the debt in America is so very, very high.
Well, you see, could you put the blame totally on? I granted there are people who are living off this.
Steve, I can't do this too long because my patience is not that long. But let me say this to you: what's happening is we have instead of standing in line to vote like we did when you didn't have to, when all you had to do was put your ballot in the mail. Why don't we stand in line at the school board and make sure that they educate our children so that they will understand what we're talking about when we talk about money? When we talk about foreign policy, they'll understand the current events to where it will be beneficial to them. That's where so that they'll know who the president, the vice president, the cabinet members, the joint chiefs of staff, and what a national security advisor does.
You're saying
these are not being taught in school? No, they're not. Going to school? No, that's what I'm saying, Steve. People are not being. Steve, I'm telling you right now, no one is going to school to learn how to think on their own. I was reading a book the other day when a young man, his first year in college, and he's reading an English book, and it had absolutely nothing to do with learning. And it was the craziest thing I'd ever seen in my life, and it was all about somebody's ideals on their own political theory. But it had nothing to do with learning, and we are stopping the brain system from thinking so that they can advance.
But Ms. Tracy, isn't there gifted children that are learning?
No, Steve, they're still not being taught how to think. And when you teach people not to think, then you teach people not to learn.
Well, I'd like to carry this back to some stuff that Alabama said earlier. You don't rearrange the power structure on the planet without a world war. And the United States is being pushed into starting a world war. And when we come out of the other side of this world war, we're going to be a third-rate power. And Russia and or China are going to be the driving world force. And you can take that to the bank because they both have a ton of money. Because I don't want to get, well, we'll get into scripture.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Go ahead.
Borrower, slave to the lender.
Absolutely.
There you go.
But not only borrower, slave to the lender, but you have to understand, this will be the first time we have gone to war since we have really kicked God out of country.
No. Do you realize we haven't won a war since we passed R.V. Wade?
Yes.
Go figure.
But do you realize that this will be the first time that we, since we sanctioned same-sex marriage almost across this country from the leader of the free world? Even Putin said they wasn't going to have that over there.
Well, I guarantee you they aren't having that in China either.
No. Go ahead, 482.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Bonnie.
This is Bonnie. I was listening earlier when Alabama was on the line and you were trying to talk, when you were talking about finances, and I clearly remember the time that I went to my local bank where I held my mortgage,
right.
And they told me, I asked them for to see if their formula, which I called and talked with Sticks one day, was the same formula that I had been taught. And, of course, then I called and then talked to Sticks, but I had went to my local bank, and you know, every teller, that they just looked at me like I had three heads. They work at the bank. Did not have the formula to figure out the interest on a mortgage loan. Did not have it. Did not know the plan. Did not know the steps on how to figure out how much interest was on the mortgage loan. And I said, do any of you have a mortgage with this bank? And a couple of them were honest and said, yeah. They worked at the bank. They had a mortgage at the bank. Had no clue how to figure out interest on what they had borrowed. And that's another problem in America. You know, people are, they borrow money, they see that rate, but they don't know how to figure it out. They don't know what their money really is worth.
You're not even supposed to ask that question. See, that you realize when you walk into somewhere,
right,
and you ask a question and they ask you tax and they can't tell you the tax rate.
Right.
I mean, do you understand? And they can't tell you, when you ask, well, tell me what, how do you figure the mortgage, figure my interest payment on this, and they can't tell you that.
Well,
and that's true, and there was actually a loan officer in that day who was a man, and he heard the conversation. There weren't many people in the bank. It was a small bank, and he didn't have it either. He told me I was going to have to call the main office.
See what I'm
saying? Well,
it's just
Dave
wrong.
Ramsey says, Dave Ramsey says this all the time. Rich people,
yes,
say how much. Poor and middle class people say how much a month.
Right.
I mean, that,
right,
we build a society on how much a month, not how much.
Right.
And you can't build wealth for your family if you're worried about how much a month and not how much.
But look at what
you're
talking about.
You're buying a
painter,
what you're doing.
What,
yeah,
did
you
say, Alex? We used to do that in the car, and when I was selling cars. You know, if somebody came in and they had a high credit score and they were concerned with a payment, we could jack the interest rate up, you know, 2 points and get a kickback from the bank. You know, we get 1 point, they get 1 point, make a couple extra $100 on the car, and the customer's happy, but they don't know they just got raped on the interest rate.
But people don't understand about selling money. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. The number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back at the top of the hour. Give us a call.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199.
If you're eating and doing whatever I needed to do to get one more.
Until her rehabilitation, she was among the more than 4 million Americans the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said illegally used prescription pain relievers. More than half said they got the drugs for free from a friend or relative. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Secretary of State John Kerry before the House Foreign Affairs Committee making the case for a U.S. military strike against Syria for its reported use of chemical weapons.
Against all of that, the Assad regime, and only undeniably the Assad regime, unleashed an outrageous chemical attack against its own citizens.
A Senate resolution being considered, but a top Republican wants it reworked.
The president has said Bashar Assad must go. So our policy has to be to implement what the president of the United States has said.
Arizona Senator John McCain, a gang fight may be behind a killing at a school near Houston.
Harris County Sheriff Adrian Garcia says a fight started at Spring High School just after 7 a.m.
We do have four confirmed victims. One of the four is deceased.
Two other students were rushed to the hospital by helicopter. Anxious parents congregated outside the school. Rashonda Thompson is among them.
My heart is deeply saddened for what occurred this morning. I think it's very unfortunate for students to have to come to school and be involved in an altercation like this.
Deputies have taken three students into custody. Bonnie Petrie, ABC News, Houston.
This is ABC News.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
He was one of England's most despised monarchs. Now it turns out he may have also been infected with worms.
When archaeologists found and dug up Richard III's skeleton underneath a parking lot here last year, they also found an interesting biological clue. Professor Piers Mitchell from Cambridge University.
We found that the soil from the pelvis was contaminated with parasite eggs. It had multiple roundworm eggs in it.
They can grow up to a foot in length. Transmission is through poor sanitation. These days, people can be treated with a cheap one-dose pill. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
New York Auction House showing off a 118-carat diamond that's the size of an egg. It'll be auctioned in Hong Kong next month. Has a pre-sale estimate of up to $35 million. Sotheby's calls it the greatest white diamond to be offered at auction in terms of size, quality, polish, and color. And it's nearly 20% larger than a diamond that got almost $27 million. ABC News.
Your favorite station plays here, and it plays around the world. That's the power of iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio is a free app that plays this station and over 1,500 live and local stations right there on your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download iHeartRadio free and get to listening to some of the best programming in the world. Find your city or find your favorite station and just press play. iHeartRadio.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, it is the 4th of September, 2013, and I hope you're enjoying the show today. It takes on a twist. They keep on talking about money. I keep on going back to Syria because I think it's all the same. And I know it's a little weird for all of you guys, but you guys don't understand the enormity of the responsibility of us going into Syria on biblical proportions, as I believe, and that's why I won't even touch on it, because if I go there, I'll go where y'all don't want to go, and then Jeff will be mad because I won't let him do this. And it's the truth. But I have to say, you know, Americans are going to have to take their heads out of the clouds. I
really think they're in the clouds or someplace else.
Listen, when you look at what we focus in on, it's really somewhere else, but I'm not allowed to say it. My mom will fuss at me.
I got a picture of it.
You got it's up the horse's patoot.
It's a skeleton that was unearthed. The oldest living Democrat.
And he was a yellow dog. I want to throw this in there, and I'm going to let Matt jump in before I lose him again, because Matt's machine won't act right. Bonnie, don't go anywhere. And Diva, don't you go anywhere either. I am very, very concerned of the apathy, the lack of information, the misinformation, and the lies that are being told to the American people. And the lies that are being told to the American people about the whole ball of wax. When I watch them play games with the American people and tell them if you don't vote this way, they're going to put you back in chains. When they mobilize and they indoctrinate black people to make them believe that they're not American. When they tell white people that all black people are violent and they shouldn't trust them. When they go down the street and they tell our kids that they don't need to learn and they don't have it, when we allow people to think that because you work at McDonald's, you're entitled to more money just because you're working there, not that you go get a better education to find a better job. When you go to school and by the third grade we know that you can't read, and instead of teaching you how to read, we go build prisons. And then we go over here and we try to blame weapons of mass destruction on President Bush, but then, and we think he went there because, you know, somebody stepped on his father's shoe, and we allow that to fly because of propaganda. But yet we're here in a situation with Syria, and Syria threatens that if you don't do this, we're going to do this to Israel, we're going to do this to Turkey, we're going to do this to Jordan. Putin comes in and punks Obama while he's over at the G summit, and nobody says anything, and we sit back and try to figure out who's going to win the next reality television show. We got a problem, people, and nobody's asked God what to do. That we need to wake up, smell the coffee, repent, and do something different, because this is really not working. Okay, Matt, how you doing?
I'm just dandy. And yourself?
I'm doing good.
Oh, we got IT problems over here, all kinds of things going on with my computer, so I apologize for popping in and out on you there.
I still love you.
You know, I kind of came in the middle when you guys were talking about the banks and these home loans and what was going on. And I see everybody's point, and I get it. I understand that America is dumbed down. I understand that there is a lack of common sense, or not so common sense anymore. But the bottom line is people, for the most part, do have an idea of what's supposed to happen. They just wish for something better. And sometimes they're willing to sign that dotted line with those hopes in mind. But the thing is life is cruel. And that's what got us into a lot of these issues when you're talking financially in America, is when the government, and this is the problem with the banks and these home loans, was the government got involved and pushed these home loans. They basically gave these banks a quota that they had to fix to be able to
Correct.
Push these home loans out. That's where all this language came from. If you look at the way Congress passes bills and the amount of pages and the language that's involved, and then go look at your home loan if you've got it in the past 10 years, it's the same thing. A ton of different paperwork, language that's all over the place. But here's the deal. When push comes to shove and you hit the bottom, the person responsible is the one that signed that dotted line. I don't care if they're uneducated. I don't care if they were told one thing by somebody. You have to read what's on the paper. If you don't understand it, you don't sign it. And that's it. You can't get past that.
It's not.
That is.
And this is where and let me tell you why. Because if every person sits on their own bottom, then we would not have been paying for the bottom that you signed. We need to understand what we've done. Yeah, it's my responsibility, but somebody else is going to pay for it. Here we go back to entitlement mentality again. But you have to understand that we went to a place where we told people to stay home and I'll pay you to not work. Who's responsible for that? The person who signed the bottom line or the person that pays for it?
Right. I understand where you're going with that, because you're saying that the people that signed the bottom line aren't going to be able to pay for it. Somebody else is, correct?
So you're telling me it's your responsibility, but I got to pay for your responsibility. So whose responsibility is it, especially when things are manufactured? See, we create crisis, and then we go and put water on the crisis and say, look what I did.
I guess you could look at it and say, well, you know, within the language and within the paperwork and everything else that was involved, it got mixed up. And, yeah, these people who did sign those bottom lines aren't going to be the ones paying for it. I can understand that. But when it comes down to it, and I've met a lot of people that, you know, have gotten these home loans, these ridiculous, where it's going to go up in 5-6 years, and it doesn't give a specification as to when it where it ends, where the amount ends that they'll wind up paying. It really is us as Americans, it's our fault. I'm sorry, it's not the government's fault, because the government, we elect
No.
It. So
No,
government?
No, Matt. Who is the government?
the government is the people we put into power.
No, no, the government is the we. The people just work. The problem is we've given the power over to them and let them take it from us. That's why we got Syria and this other crazy stuff going on. We are the government.
You just said what I just said. This isn't a semantics game. We as the people, being as stupid as we are, elected ourselves and continue to elect ourselves into this crisis that we're in right now. So when it comes to push and shove and where rubber meets the road, it is the American electorate's fault.
But it is American electorate's fault to the point of now it's no longer our fault. Because we're no longer – I hate to say it that way. But we're no longer a part of the Constitution because we could almost burn it.
I agree with that. I agree with to the point where we have pushed so hard to the point where I don't think we're going to be able to back up because really we've given the government a whole different life where they don't need us to sustain.
The Constitution that what we have given over we might as well hand over our cookies to the media. And let them be in control of what goes on because they control us anyhow. That is the new slave master. Sticks, turn that down. and that's what makes it so bad. You know, even with going over this, they're not being honest with us with what they're doing. Do we understand that? They're lying to us, just like they lied about the mortgage.
They lied to us, Tracy, because I don't think the American public, although we all say we want to hear the truth, we don't have the stomach for the truth. Because when the truth comes out, I mean, Paul Ryan, who really came out and basically said the truth, he was pillared in the media, and the public bought what the media was selling, and that he was just going to push Granny off the cliff. Tell me what he said was wrong.
It's not about being right and wrong. Just don't tell kids the truth because if you tell them, then we'll be in trouble. So we're all going to hide our lies together.
But if you poll the American public, the voting public, they'll tell you that there's such a low regard for politicians now because they all lie. But why wouldn't they tell the truth when they do tell the truth?
They can't.
They can't.
Because if I tell the truth, I'll be telling on myself.
Yeah.
Bonnie, your mic is on.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I was just thinking of what you said about, you know, voting in the politicians. And, you know, I can't tell you the last election. I really can't. That I voted for the person who got it. I really can't.
Yeah,
if you go out there and
you elected was the lesser of two evils, because most. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go back to 2008. Let's not even go back too far.
Okay.
Those of us who are Republicans said we voted for John McCain. Look at John McCain today. If John McCain had won, more than likely he would have been there today.
Yeah.
What would be different today between
Nothing.
Obama and John McCain?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Not a thing. Not a thing.
I have to be honest. The last person I voted for, and not against the other person, was Ross Perot. That was the last person that I actually believed in and voted for.
I agree with Styx. I forgot about him. You're right. I voted for Ross Perot. You're right. I did.
And we ain't heard from Ross since he got paroled.
Yeah. Yeah.
But tell me, a lot of the stuff Ross talked about came true, did it not?
That's what I'm saying.
Sound. Yeah, the great sucking sound.
That's what I'm saying.
I just, you know, that I forgot about him. Like I said, I couldn't remember. And
who was his vice president guy, the guy that said?
The admiral.
Yeah.
Admiral. Who am I? What am I doing
here? Yeah.
And I think Kerry is a it's just a it's just a mess. I think Kerry is terrible for the job.
John Kerry should have been prosecuted for treason 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
But look at Al Gore.
Yeah.
Look what would have happened if he had been president.
Oh, yeah.
And where would we be today?
Oh, yeah, a current TV. Am I right? Is it current? That he sold?
Not anymore.
Yeah, but he sold it to him, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
look at this.
It's bad. It's not bad in just a little bit of the, just a little part. It's bad in a big piece of the pie.
Big way.
It varies.
I mean, I just want everybody to really understand what I'm saying. And you guys keep on going back to the bust of the money. And I'm telling you guys, this is
a
snow job on the American people.
It's all the same.
If you want to see a bad snow job and trying to get you to marry something, it's almost like in the Bible when Laban, Jacob kept on getting snowed on who he wanted to marry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and his uncle.
And I don't know because I'm not a brilliant woman. I'm just saying. I think some of these loans and the bailout money, as we know, came from Russia and China. Now, when all this defaults and falls over, now they will own the American soil. Am I right?
Well, they already do.
They already do by being the holder of the holder of the mortgage.
They already hold it.
They already hold it. Right. And so we're just living here. Those of us who have mortgages, we're just living here. We're just renters, really. We're just tenants
to make it look like we actually
have something.
The thing is, Bonnie, home ownership in the United States in a lot of ways is also a pipe dream, too, because don't pay taxes.
Yeah, you don't own it.
Don't pay your real estate taxes and see how long you own it.
Well, actually, not even so much that. If you really want to know something, if you look at what they do to you when you die or when you get older, very, very, very few people have long-term
care insurance.
Right.
And when you don't have long-term care insurance, what happens?
The spend down.
They take your
down.
House
and
anyway.
At $5,000 a month, $5,500 a month for nursing care, how long do you think you're going to have your $100,000 house?
That's crazy, because most of the time it's more than that. It's about $200 or $250, $300 a day? I think it depends
if you're in a hospital or a skilled nursing.
It depends on where you are. But look at the spend down. Look at what they do. And look at, you don't have that house very long.
Yeah, you can keep one car and the house. But if you have a 401k or anything like that, they take all that.
No, you can only keep a house if your spouse is living in the house.
But by the same token, why don't we teach people to go get long-term care insurance when they're young and it's cheap?
Why don't
we teach people to go get disability insurance?
Because you can't afford it if you're only making $15 an hour at McDonald's.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Sticks, we're not going to do this today. You can't. If you eat oatmeal every day, yes, you can.
I would say people who are getting public assistance make more per hour than the $7.95 minimum wage. If you do the math, and numbers don't lie.
There was an article about that one.
It's $7.95. That's what it is, right? Or $7.85 an hour minimum wage, and you get a 40-hour week. That's going to change because we're not going to be able to offer health care to these people. We don't have to anymore. Come 2014, so they're not even going to get 40 hours. So let's just pretend they get 40 hours and do the math, and it's $8 an hour. Let's just give them $8 an hour at 40 hours. That's $320, and they haven't paid any of their city tax, income tax, Medicaid, Medicare, you know, the whole thing that they have to pay, and they haven't taken out the cost to get to and from work. On top of the fact of having a daycare provider if they have a child. If they don't have a child, but take the math. They're not even going to bring $300 a week home, $1,200 a month, and $1,200 times 12 months is still way under poverty because you guys just gave the total of what it is to be on poverty.
But, Bonnie, you're forgetting one thing. A person working 40 hours a week on minimum wage is going to get earned income credit.
If you have children.
And that's only one time a year, and you still got to get to that part of the year. You still have to get there. With gas costs
I have a friend
for less than $60.
But Bonnie, I have a friend that has six children. He makes, at the time he was making $12 an hour, he was getting $12,000 a year from the government when he filed his income tax.
That may be true, but you got to have kids.
That's true, but
Yeah, you got to have kids.
You got to have kids.
Well, here's the thing, though. We'll always advocate policies like that when you don't need to. You don't need to, like I told the last show, Tracy, they don't need a minimum wage in North Dakota right now with the because if they put a job out there for $8 an hour, they won't get anybody for $8 an hour.
Precisely.
But we advocate. I mean, somebody was talking about it, I think, the last show, whether it was Jeff or you, Sticks.
Yeah, where my daughter lives in Wyoming.
Would you rather have a guaranteed increase in your wages, or would you rather have a guaranteed zero inflation?
I'll take the zero inflation.
Or declining. Or declining. You know what I mean? I'd rather have my salary stagnant, but the cost of everything going down.
But
there is a theory called benign deflation, and we lived under it for almost 100 years between 1789 and 1913. The world lived under it because the world was on a gold standard, and the manufacturing and the technology was increasing so fast that the cost of production was dropping so quickly that people were their standard of living was increasing by leaps in a Western world. Their standard of living was increasing by leaps and bounds because every year, even though they weren't making any more money, they could buy more stuff.
Do you really think that's going to come back again? Go ahead, Matt.
We also have to take in the mentality of America. If you have a person, a kid, whoever, if they have a choice between working at McDonald's for let's lower the minimum wage for a second. Let's say it's $7 an hour. If they have a chance to work at McDonald's for $7 an hour or work for a company right next door to McDonald's paying them $10 an hour to clean toilets, you know where they're going to go? McDonald's, cuz they don't want to clean toilets. That's a problem with America too. Is the fact that people, even though they're getting paid, they're going to pass up that job or not work at all, exactly, because they don't want to be the ones scrubbing feces out of a toilet for $10 an hour. So really, well, it's still America's problem.
I'll agree with you to a point, Matt, but the problem is there's two things that children inherently want to do, and that's learn and work. And we pass so many child labor laws so that a young child can't go into a situation where they can do menial labor, empty trash cans, clean toilets at 10 and 11 years old and earn $3 or $4
right.
an hour for bubble
gum. And by the time they're 17, 18 years old, ready to work, it's already indoctrinated into them that they're not going to do that work.
You pulled all of inside the thing that they felt from a child, you've killed it.
Enthusiasm.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
Do you understand, going back to what I said about America?
Right.
We have created this monster.
I'm not disagreeing.
And so when you tell me, well, I go into people's homes and they don't have needle and thread.
They don't have what?
Needle and thread.
Well, my grandson
was talking to somebody and he said, well, just go to the pantry. And they had no idea what he was talking about. Just simply,
if you don't want to call a cat, you can call it a cabinet. But can you imagine?
Well, that's
not
what I'm saying.
So
if you don't darn your clothes, right?
If you have a hole or a button pop off of a shirt, and you do not sew the button back on your shirt, it tells you the mentality of America today.
Absolutely. My wife works with men who do not know how to check the oil in their cars. My daughter had to change tires for young men in her college.
Sticks.
Yes.
Money. Men are not men. But when you go into a house and you do not have...
You hit it on the head.
When you don't
right
wash
there.
Your clothes... People do not wash clothes.
Yes.
They buy new.
When a man doesn't know how to maintain the machinery he operates, there is a problem.
Sticks.
Yes.
The machinery.
Hey,
talking about just simple stuff.
What did? I don't know if you guys did it, but in boot camp, they gave us a bucket and put us outside with some water, and you scrubbed your own skivvies.
No, they sent ours to the laundry. They sent ours to the laundry, but everybody got a sewing kit.
But when you go into a home and you have children, and you go into a house and you don't have, and you're talking about 50, 60-year-old people, and there's no...
Wait a minute. 50, 60-year-old people with no needle and thread in the house.
Are you following me?
No, I'm not, because I can't contemplate that.
And you keep on telling me, you know, changing tires and kicking wheels, and I'm just telling you, people are 40, 50, 60 years old, and they do not have needle and thread.
Well,
it is the mentality of the American electorate that we have indoctrinated into the society, and it's woven into our fabric, which is bad. And so instead of us having stars and bars, we are screwed up.
People won't go to the meetings that they need to attend that might make changes because they would rather sit home watching Duck Dynasty.
Hey, watch it.
I mean, I like Duck Dynasty, so I'm not. That is funny. You know, it is the number one show, and it is for a reason. But I can make that. We can make it whatever we want to say, whatever show it is. I mean, you know, Monday Night Football. I mean, whatever it is. There are certain meetings that people should attend that when we were growing up, if we remember, our parents attended, whether it was just a township or at the Grange or at the church or wherever it was. Parents don't
right
do that
now.
Anymore. I am one of the very few people who keep an evening meeting schedule.
Right
I
now, with the war in Syria,
who does?
The conversation on everybody's lips should be, what are we going to do and how are we going to get out of the mess that we're in and how is it going to affect my everyday life?
Right.
Well, how about another question is, what good is dropping a few Tomahawk missiles into Syria going to accomplish at $5 million a pop? We
nothing.
Can easily spend
nothing.
$1 billion doing this for nothing.
That's not just the American public. Or I just read you the quote from our Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah.
He has no idea what we would be doing in Syria. Has no idea. He's the Congress that's going to vote on this, the senators, ask him that yesterday. What are we going to do? He says, I don't know. That should be end of discussion right there. Should be no vote. They don't even need to vote on that, Trey.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Well, didn't one of President Obama's advisors just say the response is going to be just strong enough so we don't look like wussies or something like that?
Something like that. But
we
I mean,
already
this
do.
Is the joint
look how many
Chiefs
other times he's threatened and he didn't follow through. Look how many other times. We've brought it up on this show. How many times, you know, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Let's be transparent. I mean, come on. We don't have enough fingers and toes to put out all the quotes of the things that he's not followed through with. So
this is not
like
this. And hold on, I'm not gonna blame. I'm not gonna make. This is not.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
Not President Obama. This
absolutely.
Is all of them.
You're right. You're right.
But like I said, they called them in over the weekend, and they didn't show up for the meeting. They sent low level staffers.
And if they went themselves, they were playing on their iPhone.
No, they were not there on Sunday when they called Congress back into D.C. They were not there.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, they were not there.
And you know what, Tracy? Good. I'm glad they weren't there. And I hope that things go awfully bad. And I want them to be in power.
No.
I want them to be the Oh, absolutely. The only the only way out of this is for absolute disaster to happen so everybody can see in real time who was at the controls, why they were at the controls, and how they failed.
We can't
afford anything.
I don't think this
is too serious.
I know it's too serious, and I'm not kidding. This country needs to go down a dark path.
Matt, flip lights, push buttons, flush toilets. No, Matt, hear me one thing. Flip buttons, lights come on. Push buttons, things happen. Pull down levers, toilets flush. Please don't take that from me. Please.
Don't take what?
I only want the push button, the flipper, and the flippies. I got to keep my flushing toilet. I do. You know, Dina may not need toilet paper, but I got to have it.
Tracy, I have children, and my children need a future. And the only way they're going to get a future is if I deal with the present. And if me dealing with the present means that this country needs to see how evil it is right in front of their eyes, I'm willing to go through that depression and that absolute oppression to give them a future in the future, I guess, you know what I'm saying? It's going to take this country to go through dark, horrible times for people to learn what's going on. I don't know
Matt,
why people don't understand.
Have I told you that I'm an only child?
No, I didn't know that. I know you don't have kids,
okay.
But I didn't know you were an only. I'm not.
I have half brothers and sisters, and you know, but I'm an only child in mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And I love y'all people with the kids, but I got to keep my toilet paper flushing. I do, you know, I do push a button. Y'all can't be messing up with that. 440, your mic is on.
So what are we supposed to do, Tracy? What would you do? If you were, how do you think this is going to come out? What do you think?
Want me to tell you what I do first?
I know how to take care.
And then I want to hear Larry and Nick.
Hold on.
I'll let you know
in just a sec. Let me put 440 in, and then, Bonnie, I'll tell you
okay.
what I do. Go ahead, 440.
Right.
I'd tell you what I do if I was Obama. I'd send a couple of cruise missiles right up the side's butt and say, whoops, it was an accident, because he's lied to us about everything else, and it's no problem. It's all done. Nobody else dies. That's all we got to do. Target that palace. Target wherever he normally hangs out. Game's over. Say it was a mistake. That's it.
Here's my thing. Here, how do we know it was Assad? It's almost a year to the date of Benghazi, and we still don't know. Well, the official word is we don't know what happened, right? Nobody's been prosecuted.
We armed the guys that killed those people. We armed the guys that killed those people. Be specific, that was Hillary. We armed those guys that killed our Benghazi people.
But you still can't get a straight answer from the administration.
She should be arrested right now.
But you can't get a straight answer from the administration on what happened, even though we all know what happened.
What are you going to say? Well, I'm guilty. Punish me.
But we know for a fact that Assad, it defies logic for Assad to gas his own people. He's winning the war over there.
Come on.
They've got the rebels.
Come on.
Assad is winning over there. Why would you gas the public?
The question is, hold on now. I hate to say it this way, but he said that America's lying and they ain't gassed nobody.
I believe him, Tracy. I believe him.
You asked me,
why would he gas?
You've been in the war.
Why would you use weapons of mass destruction is a last resort type of deal?
Right.
I think if he was going to do something, he would have killed more than a thousand people.
He's still killing everybody. He's still killing everybody.
And
just
the rebels are cutting heads off
he's
of people.
Done.
Catholic
and
priests.
Their hearts.
He's
their
hearts.
Yes, and when did
done.
America
You're
really care about all this?
What? That's another
right.
question.
That's what
Tracy.
I said in the first
Why do we
place.
Care?
Yeah, why
so
should
hold,
we care? But if you're going to go in there, just cut the head off of the main guy, and that's what you're done.
But the question is,
the problem is, caller, if they take Assad out, the people that are fighting him are worse than he is.
I agree.
That's true.
I'm saying if you go in there, just minimize it and get him. I'm saying don't do nothing at all.
Do you guys really believe we're going in there because they're eating hearts?
No.
That's who we're supporting.
Yeah, that's the people we're supporting.
That's the people we're
no.
They're eating hearts, cutting heads off of Catholic priests. That's true. That's
right.
They're not trying to hide it. They're posting it on YouTube.
And they're the same people that are burning churches and killing Coptic Christians in Egypt.
Yeah, that's the thing you're not hearing about
it's
is the prosecution
people.
Of Christians in there.
They're dragging young girls out of Christian homes in Egypt. This is what under Morsi. They were dragging Christian children, female children, out of their homes, quote unquote, marrying them to Muslim men who were raping them and then throwing them back into the street as defiled.
Well, they do that in Saudi Arabia.
That's why you really believe
America's going over there for all of that, right?
Yeah, well, that's what that caller's wanting. He wanted to kick out Assad.
No.
Right.
For these guys here. Now, hear me out. When we did that with Mubarak and put Morsi in there, one of the first things Morsi did was release the mastermind of the, was it 1978, 79 massacre over there?
Yeah.
Well, no, it was the, wasn't it the guy that planned the...
he was the one that planned that.
The guy that planned the World Trade Center bombing, the one in the basement.
The guy that they turned loose was at that time was one of the worst things of terrorism over there.
Obama is the one that's in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. Period. That's behind a lot of this. That's why they want Assad out of there. That's the same reason Morsi was in there. He's in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. Hell, we got him inside of Captain.
I don't vote Republican, and I don't listen to Republicans talk. Because I'm like, do you guys ever hear anything that comes out of the mouths of the people that you are against? All I hear is they want to talk. No one has said, I think the one thing that President Obama has learned from Egypt, Libya, is that you do not go in and you try to change the regime. And that's exactly what he wants to prevent with Syria. This is not about getting Assad. This is not about avenging what he did with people, per se. This is about a man who suffers from a narcissistic personality who thinks he can do whatever and get over it because his big bad friends, Russia and China, will back him up. He did was broke international treaty laws and using chemical weapons.
Saddam Hussein is the president of Syria then? Saddam Hussein is the president of Syria then?
I didn't say Saddam Hussein.
Because you just described Saddam Hussein and you attacked Bush for going into Iraq.
Excuse me. No, that is not what I did.
You're in Never Never Land.
Look, I sat here for 30 minutes and I let you guys just go at it. So please, give me the common courtesy and do the same. And then you can refute anything that I'm saying. That government is so unstable. We know with beyond a shadow of a doubt that they have chemical weapons. When you have Doctors Beyond Borders saying that they are treating patients who have been gassed, you know there are weapons there. So if that government happens to fall, and then those terrorists, Al-Qaeda, whoever gets a hold of those weapons, guess what's going to happen? So, no, it's not about going in and putting a missile up Assad's butt, removing Assad. No, that's not the goal. The goal is to get those weapons, get them out of there.
How are dropping a few cruise missiles into Syria going to get rid of the chemical weapons?
I'm not a military strategist.
Diva, we ain't blame President Obama today for nothing. My question is, how are we going to do that?
Hold on, you guys sat up here, pretty sure you guys were okay with what Bush did in Iraq, and that was built on complete lies.
And I didn't hear that. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do want to hear Tracy's thought. If you have to go to a break
about what
or whatever.
No, what, about what? About what I would do.
How do you think you would handle it?
Honestly,
what do you think would be done?
Actually, what I would do is come clean.
I think so, too.
And when I say come clean, I mean, there comes a time where I'd call for prayer.
Yep.
I'd call for a solemn assembly of America and a unification. I'd call for a time for repentance of all the wrong we've done.
Yep.
I'd ask God to give us guidance and to cover our troops and to bless America. And then I would come clean on all the dirt that we have done. And that we have hidden from the American people,
and quit
politicizing everything.
If you want to know what I do, that's what I do. But I think it would work.
As a wise man once said, you could witch in one hand and poop in the other, and see which gets filled first. Listen, I'm sorry, I cannot accept one thing that Diva just said. Everything that she described. Was Saddam Hussein, and Bush got leveled about it. The WMDs have not been you know who else used WMDs?
They're
Saddam Hussein. And Bush was attacked relentlessly for it. And Bush had the support of Democrats for 2 years before he went into Iraq. I don't want to hear the BS anymore. I want people to come down to earth and figure it out, Diva. Figure it out.
Larry.
No, don't say
Larry,
his credit.
Larry, you are a former
Marine.
Hold on. Wait a minute, guys. Listen. Wait a minute. Steve, wait a minute. The number is 347-945-5229. And Jeff has been sitting in the wings, and he's been listening all show, and I'm not going to I don't let him come on, and I tell him don't call in. But I know he's really, I know he's itching, I know he's flipping out. I know he is, and I'm going to beat him tomorrow on Friday for calling in. But I see he called in, so go ahead, Jeff. You got 5 minutes.
Don't give me five. Just give me two. I can't believe what I just heard. First of all, we had a 10-year relationship and better because we created Iraq for Saddam Hussein. Jimmy Carter put him in position, and he was our despot in the area, and he bit the hand that fed him. He had to be removed. That's why you went into Iraq, to remove him. He took his weapons and sold them, and that's why they're being used right now by Syria. That's why he had all that money in a big duffel bag, millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in a duffel bag. Now, I'm going to tell you this once again. Don't be stupid. Remember what happened. You have not had no 10-year, you did not supply Syria for 10 years in a war with its neighbor. We supplied Iraq 10 years with this war with its neighbor, Iran. And understand, we knew what weapons he had, and we knew that we were going to get them. They sold those weapons, they moved them out, just like Colin Powell said they did, because they could see it on the satellites. This man gassed 1,400 people, and Saddam Hussein gassed millions. And now we're going to fuss about Bush, but we're going to give the President Obama, oh, no, we better let him do this. He's going to do what's right. That's the most idiotic, asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm so tired of these stupid behind liberal people that don't think beyond the nose on the front of their face, and they're going to try to justify something and throwing $500,000 a missile over into the country after you gave the man all this time to move them, hide them, and do whatever he did. He's moving weapons, moving gas, moving everything out of the way so that when you go and throw your little missiles over there, it's going to mean nothing. And Russia will say, well, okay, we'll let you go anyway. We don't care.
Jeff,
Russia stood up against him. Stop it. Just stop it. Just stop it. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jeff, real quick. Jeff?
Go ahead, Larry. Hold on, Jeff.
Jeff, you're buying into then the official line that Assad actually gassed his own people?
Yeah, but that's why we're going.
No, but, I mean, the way Jeff was saying it, he's moving the chemical weapons away and all this stuff. So, I mean, because I still don't see, and neither has Russia.
He said no.
Okay.
I don't see how
in a year's time, we don't know what happened in Benghazi, but in a week and a half, we know exactly what happened in Syria.
Larry, you're a former Marine officer, are you not?
Yeah.
No,
hold on,
Diva.
I want
you to listen to this answer because Larry knows about this stuff. He's a former Marine officer.
Okay.
What is the only way to secure those chemical weapons so they cannot be used against anybody?
There's a couple ways you could go in and take them. The other one would be to drop a.
Do you think that it's legitimate to think you could find them all and put tomahawks on every site where they're at?
Absolutely not.
So the only way to definitely secure them is what?
To destroy them.
You could destroy them with if you had them all in one location, but if they're spread out like that, you're not going to get that.
Boots on the ground,
which was John Kerry didn't rule out the other day.
Yep.
And so that's why it's not going to stop with just a couple $1 billion worth of tomahawks. It can't.
That's not what, being from the submarine side of things, that's not what the tomahawk missile was designed for anyways.
No.
It was designed to take out command and control facilities.
Got a question for you guys, and we got about 10 minutes before we're at the end of the day, and I want to throw some stuff out, just some casual conversation. The number is 347-945-5229. I don't think, and let me ask it this way. The striking Syria. If we go over there and we're talking about biological warfare, I mean, look at Agent Orange and some of these other chemicals from the Vietnam War that we're just finding surfacing. Look at some of the toxics that came out of 9/11 with the building over there in New York. How will this play into our future? Because if there are sometimes you can use gases that you don't really understand that you've been gassed until you've been gassed a long time.
What's the question?
That's why
I'm
they
sorry.
Were doing those experiments on the the Tuskegee experiments. And stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's my thing. Like Agent Orange was a.
That's 2,4-D.
Yeah, and it was a defoliant. Defoliant. Yeah.
2,4-5-T, 2,4-D. Yeah.
Yeah. So we could see where they were at. I don't know, Tracy. I would like somebody to give me a compelling argument why we should be involved over there, and I haven't heard it.
I'm telling you, Larry.
I know what you told me, but I haven't heard anybody over here. And I know our guys that are playing poker and not even showing up, they're not hearing it.
I'm doing the same thing as John McCain over here.
I still have a question to ask Jeff.
Go ahead, because Jeff is gone, but go ahead.
Oh, well, he's in the chat room, but go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe someone else can answer this. It's a two-part question. One, the first part is, when did Saddam gas those millions of people? And two, was he gassing people at the same time Colin Powell stood up at the UN and told us that they had WMD?
Can I answer that in behalf of Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, first of all, it was a few years before the Gulf War that he used those. I think it was 2 years, actually, 2 or 3 years. I might be off on that. However,
I think it was 1998.
1998. The Gulf War was 1991.
So it was 90. And so it's been 1989.
My bad. I was a little
no,
bad.
He okay. guessed. He guessed the Kurds. He guessed the Kurds after the Iran-Iraq War in 89.
Okay.
He was guessing. He regularly gassed the Iranians during the Iran-Iraq War. But he gassed the Kurds with artillery shells because we had a no-fly zone in force.
In 1988.
Okay, so at the time that they were saying that he had WMD, that Colin Powell made the argument that he had WMD, he did not gas anyone. When he did gas those people, George W. Bush was not in office. It was his father. Reagan or his father was in office. So I'm trying to figure out how you make a jump from, well, Saddam did this,
well,
to President Obama. I mean, Assad is doing this. We didn't go in. First off, I was maybe either not even born or just born. So
right.
I can't tell you what were the thoughts of Reagan and Bush Sr. as to why they didn't go in.
Let me answer that question.
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. Let me answer that question. In 1991, during the Gulf War, after the Gulf War was won, there were impositions on Saddam Hussein that he has to have weapons inspections several times a year, as agreed by the UN, not the United States, by the UN. Well, when Saddam Hussein decided that he was going to stop and not allow those weapons inspectors into Iraq, it started to look a little funny, especially when agents were coming back saying that they were retaining information that he was starting to grow a weapons or a chemical weapons facility again. And as those things grew, as those rumors grew, he was even more steadfast against keeping those inspectors out of the country. That is why... Not only that, but also people on the ground saying that there was a large stockpile, and these were very credible people, of chemical weapons that Saddam Hussein retained. This is why we went after Iraq the second time under George W. Bush.
And it was right after 9/11.
Diva, hold on.
Steven, there was a shell game, and this is where if you look at, it might be a mind game because there's a lot of stuff going on and things are not being told as honestly as it should be, no matter what administration you're talking about. Just like I'm saying today, President Obama's talking about, they're not going over there because he's using chemical weapons on his own people. This is not what this is about. There's more to this story, and they're not telling the whole truth. That's what it's on a need-to-know basis, and everybody needs to know except for Americans. You'll just pay for it when I get done and think I made the right decision. So listen to what I'm saying. This is Diva. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not playing blame anywhere. We haven't blamed President Obama or any. I've put everybody in the same box. And if nothing else, I put America on. Diva, listen. I put America on notice. But I want people. I want you to understand. Even when you look at go back to Saddam Hussein, and if you go back to the timeline, they were playing games and moving stuff. And if you go with the information that they had, and if you can look it up online. I would have said that they needed to go over there and take Saddam Hussein out, because if you look at what they had, even it was a bipartisan support to go over there. We politicized it after we got there.
The former Secretary of State, the current sitting Secretary of State, both supported us going in there. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing, Diva, I guess, is we're making a big assumption that Assad poisoned his own people like that, and I'm just here to tell you he's winning the war over there. It does not make sense. If rational, it defies logic.
The UK Guardian has reported.
From a narcissistic personality, they don't use rationale.
Diva, sweetheart, honey, listen. Steve, we're not going to do nonsense. We need to understand. You can call these people schizophrenic, narcissistic. You can call them the craziest heck. Guess what? They some smart people. Don't get it twisted.
The UK Guardian. Smart. Just because him being a narcissist.
Diva, no. No. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. We only got seven.
But
we
you
only
don't
got
like
listen.
The fact that I call him a narcissist.
No, what I'm saying is. What I'm saying is,
you
need to understand where this man is. These people are calculating.
Diva, the UK Guardian has reported that the rebels procured those chemical weapons from the Iranians, and they used them on their own people. That is why the Brits are staying out of this.
Nobody
is sure where this came from.
You know it's bad when France comes out and says, we'll support you, but we're not going to send any troops.
Yeah, we ain't going.
Yeah, we're not going, but we'll support
you.
We'll clap while you go. Hold on. 661, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, this is Kat. I call in once in a while.
How you doing, Kat?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, what you guys are talking about, I'm catching the tail end of it, but I just like to tell you what I know a little bit about what's going on. You need to look at the Gulf Cooperation Council. It's called the GCC. If you notice those countries in the Middle East that do not have war, that are having booms in their economy, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, Qatar, I'm sorry. A lot of people in the military call it Qatar.
And it's called the Gulf what?
The GCC, the Gulf Cooperation Council, and it's run by Sunni Muslims. And what you're seeing, and they've invested heavily in Lebanon, Egypt, and Syria. What you're seeing, basically, is a Sunni, what do you call it? The Sunnis are just going to take over the Middle East and form But it's, they're going to reform the Ottoman Empire, but it's going to be bigger than the Ottoman Empire. And Syria is just a bump in the road to them. These are the people that we are in bed with, and these are the people that are funding these wars in the Middle East. We're going over there acting as their police force. Out of this, the United States is going to get cheap energy. If you want jobs back in America, we've got to have a cheap source of energy. And I just want to say one other thing. I'm not a political hack for anybody. I don't care who's president, actually. And I did not vote for George Bush. But during the Bush administration, they tried to get a national energy policy and to bring in more nuclear energy. They tried to do it to prevent these wars. But the Democrats were totally against it. There was a big campaign against the Bushes, in that first term to get that done. So now we're paying the price for it. We're going to have more of these wars because now, I mean, Kerry came out today and just bold-faced told you that the Arab countries are going to pay for this war. Well, who's going to pay for it but those GCC countries? So that's what you need to look at. We want cheap energy.
Kat,
this is
she's
the
on
price.
Something.
Yeah. She's on to something. Yeah.
Kat, can you call in tomorrow afternoon about 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I can.
Please call in tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I would really, really appreciate it. And if you want to call me offline, I'd appreciate it, too. My number is 330-720. 800-800-0000. Just give me a call. I got to go. I'm at the end of the day. Cat calling tomorrow. God bless you guys. Larry, thanks for coming. We'll see you guys on tomorrow.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The face of the American family is changing. More than 7 million children are now living with at least one grandparent, and almost half of them are being primarily cared for by a grandparent. Gretchen Livingston with the Pew Research Center.
We found that in many cases the parents seem to be facing a number of obstacles that may have meant that they needed additional help. Many were unmarried. 44% had become teen parents. 29% had no high school degree, and 21% were unemployed.
80% of those kids also have a parent living at home. The Obama administration taking its push for U.S. military strike on Syria to a House committee.
It's not just Syria. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel reminded House members that he's had to take precautions to protect U.S. troops in South Korea against a possible chemical weapons strike from North Korea.
The United States must demonstrate through our actions that the use of chemical weapons is unacceptable.
Secretary of State John Kerry told the House panel a number of other countries have offered to be part of the Syria operation. He did not say which countries. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
A gang fight may be behind a deadly stabbing at a high school near Houston. A 17-year-old at Spring High was killed. Three other students were hurt.
We do believe that the suspects we have in custody, the persons of interest that we have in custody, are the only person of interest that we need to have in custody.
Harris County Sheriff Adrian Garcia. An elementary school in Norwalk, Connecticut, was briefly on lockdown after a teacher reported possible gunshots in the area. Police didn't find anything suspicious. Three victims of Ariel Castro won't comment on the news that the man who held them prisoner in his home for a decade taken his own life in an Ohio prison. A prosecutor, however, said it shows Castro couldn't take even for a month a small portion of what he dished out for more than a decade. This is ABC News.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ah! Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ah! Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop! Ah!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
The Army forced civilian Nadel Hassan, now that he's on death row, to do what it couldn't. Well, the former Army psychiatrist was on trial for murder, and that's make him shave. Hassan may sue over it.
Nadel Hassan's thick beard, grown, he said, for religious reasons, was the subject of courtroom debate, delays, hearings, and appeals during the criminal proceedings. Military Judge Colonel Tara Osborne eventually allowed him to keep it in violation of Army rules in order to move the trial along. But a statement from Fort Leavenworth says Hassan was forcibly shaved once he arrived there. Civil lawyer John Galligan says he wants to see any videotape of the shaving as he decides whether to move forward with a federal lawsuit. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Prosecutors appealing as illegal a 30-day sentence handed down by a Montana judge in the case of a 14-year-old raped by a teacher. The judge received widespread condemnation for the lenient sentence and for his comments that the victim was older than her chronological age. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. And now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
Before the hunt begins, hunt down Glenn's Archery and Tackle at Guilford Lake. Glenn's Archery and Tackle is a full-line archery and pro shop built with the hunter in mind, featuring a 20-yard indoor archery range and an outdoor 3D archery range. Glenn's has all the top brand names in bows and crossbows, as well as everything you need to fill out your tackle box. Right now, get 10% off archery sights and rests. Glenn's Archery and Tackle, Baker Road and East Lake Road at Guilford Lake. See our store online at archeryplus.com.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
My credibility is not on the line. The international community's credibility is on the line.
If we do not say explicitly that we will abide by this vote, you're making a joke of us. You're making us into theater.
Do you want to go to war in Syria? Of course not. Everybody, 100% of Americans will say no. We say no. We don't want to go to war in Syria either.
I've heard some of my colleagues compare President Obama's position on Syria to the decision to invade Iraq. Because I believe it's a totally false comparison.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
The Sean Hannity Breaking News Center is now on high alert.
As America debates whether to strike Syria over its use of chemical weapons.
Major developments immediately. Continued extended coverage.
And analysis when you need it.
The debate in Congress.
The decision.
The outcome.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and this is a Showdown with Syria edition of the Sean Hannity Show. Got a lot of news out there. It's going to be hard to get it all in the course of the program. We're going to get congressional reaction to the president's proposed approval for this strike against Syria, which is going to be days, not weeks, limited, no boots in the ground, not open-ended, and not about regime change. Rand Paul is warning he might filibuster a Syria war resolution. That's getting interesting. We're going to look deeply into the fact whether or not the Syria attack that the president's planning, is it possible it could kill more civilians than the poison gas attack that is estimated to have killed 1,400? We have one House Republican saying he would impeach Obama if he defies Congress on Syria. John McCain now is jumping ship on the war resolution. We got a lot of McCain news out there today that we're going to touch on. I've got to first tell you that it is beyond any comprehension I have. When the president was in Stockholm earlier today, and the president stated that, in fact, he did not draw a red line in the sand. No, it's the world's red line. It's Congress's red line. So let's play the president before and then after. Listen to this.
We have been very clear to the Assad regime, but also to other players on the ground that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized. That would change my calculus. That would change my equation.
Mm-hmm. Somehow, under
in a situation this volatile, I wouldn't say that I am absolutely confident What I'm saying is we're monitoring that situation very carefully. We have put together a range of contingency plans. We have communicated in no uncertain terms with every player in the region that that's a red line for us and that there would be
enormous consequences. Stop the tape. That is a red line for us. Bing, 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 bing. Magic words. Game changer. Red line for. What else do you need to say? All right, keep playing it.
If we start seeing movement on the chemical weapons front or the use
or
of
the
chemical
use.
Weapons, that would change my calculations significantly.
Change my calculations significantly. That's a red line for us. That was the president's words. Now listen to the president earlier today at a press conference in Stockholm when, well, he flip-flopped.
First of all, I didn't set a red line.